Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, man. Like, yo, white girls, I'm like, bro, y'all these white girls, I'm like, bro, like, y'all ugly as fuck, trying to DM up my stuff, man. Like you saw what happened when you invite a room full of girls like
this
that.
Is this a general
like,
calling show? Like,
stop lying to your man about who kidnapped his kids.
Bro.
Boy, you lying to the government about who kid who daddy that.
Bro.
You have to represent, though, bro.
Yeah.
You have to represent, though. I was looking, I was like, hold on, they might be getting on girl. I'm like, yeah. I was up on Myron's comments, saying, they're like, boy, if y'all bitches don't get it.
Every time I see house bitch, I want a puke. Kieran.
Yeah, she rides for us, bro.
For real.
Yo, I'll tell you this, the girls that ride with us fucking ride for us,
hard.
Bro. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And all they have, and they're all like married and shit. When they come through the States, man, we gotta let them come by with their husbands.
Pina.
Yeah, they come through with their husbands, bro.
Pina be like, yo, Chris, get this bitch. I'm like, all right, I'm like, Pina, chill.
They're like, yo, Chris.
I'm like, you know what, Pina, you're invited to the mall chat now.
Yo, they really do ride for y'all. I'm like, yo, I feel like, damn, y'all riding for us like this, yo.
Bro,
this is why I engage with the chat
for all these Donovan wants to do the CME in Miami. He asked me if I know anyone that has venues. You want me to just tell him to hit you up?
Like I said before, you were even answering my DM.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him to hit up, hit you up.
Pretty much. Like, I answered the young, bro, but it's like, don't fucking spam me, bro. Like, Myron actually followed that other account long before I was here, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Myron
followed
me?
What?
Yeah, I mean, we help with the community, bro. But, like, some guys be doing all the D, man. Like, I said I'm one.
Welcome to Fresh and Fit, the most hated podcast in the world right now.
Yeah, we are. No, I'm getting mad, but it just give me, like, free progress.
Man. I don't mind, though.
If you're tired of politically correct social justice warrior bullshit, you come to the right place, my friend.
Yeah. I'd rather be loved by people that actually fuck with us than...
Yeah. Yo, know? All that happened, bro. Real talk, you know what this reminds me of? Remember when we went viral on TikTok the first time?
Yeah.
Because, like, niggas were like, yo, what the fuck? Like, people are just not used to people speaking like this.
Recreational use only.
Yeah. Yeah, people go crazy because they're like, are they dogs? Are women dogs? Yo, this manosphere type content,
99% of people aren't ready for it, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm not even surprised. And, 545k right now. Yesterday was 544. Yeah, yeah, we lost a few hundred subs, but it went back up anyway. It don't matter. Did y'all funny?
Did y'all really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I was looking at the shit, and I saw us lose like 200 or some shit, and I was like. Yeah, but before Asian Doll came in, y'all was at 542k. All right, yeah. So we really gained net 3,000. Exactly.
Yeah, Kush made a pretty good point. He said, "Yo, what do you guys like it or not?" The more you talk about Fresh and Fit, the more they grow. So keep talking, but you're helping them win. So
yeah, I want Fritz's dumbasses too.
Yeah,
those niggas are. We should pay them for all the advertising.
Yo, Colt said, "Yo, either they're paying Ivan Preach to talk about them, or like they just hate them that much that like they just can't help it." Yeah. But either way, they're still winning. So
yeah, because y'all niggas is talking about us. We don't talk about you.
And when people come and check it, some of them stay because this shit's pretty fire.
Yeah,
some leave of course, but some stay.
And here's the other thing too. Not only that.
And we've
transcended YouTube.
We've
now.
Already lost.
We've transcended YouTube.
We've already lost people that we're gonna go over anyway. So like, whatever you say now,
it don't matter.
Cool.
It don't matter.
Bring new
ones. Yeah.
Like, and remember, like, did y'all really lose subscribers? Because
we lost all the fair weather people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what we did. Lost all the fair weather people.
In the middle.
A lot of niggas cry like, I used to like them, but I would preach exposed. And then, all right, nigga, go over there, watch stupid ass reaction videos.
There
like,
you go.
What the fuck? Go over there, bro.
But I'm saying like from the think of from the service from everyone else. As far as everyone else is concerned, the numbers went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We lost 50k subscribers. I mean, no. I mean, since the Asian doll. Yeah.
Our numbers went up.
Yeah, our numbers are going up regardless. Like,
all right.
Because the people that we triggered are the exact people we would trigger no matter what.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, and to the people, and those were the people who never watched the show in the first place. Bro. Christina was going through my DMs, right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about for all the haters, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about like reading some of the comments out loud because it would be hilarious. Bro, it's all fucking black women, bro.
Yeah, black, old, ugly women.
All fucking single mom, fat black women. And like,
niggas that are like 120 pounds that smoke weed every day. Those are the people that were like fucking shit.
Right here. They were recording my other account too, bro.
Bro,
we got here, bro.
Nigga.
You are nothing in here, bro.
I mean, not with GMO. Nothing with GMO.
We got 8 minutes, so.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No, we hold on, Martin. What do you mean 8 minutes? Oh, you went 8:30?
That's what I had a set for, but
no.
Or eight? Oh, is it 8:20? Okay.
We got 2 minutes.
All right. Yeah, what's the other YouTube channel? Is that supposed to be Fed It?
Yeah. Yo, Chris, we should start now.
All the girls showing up, 10 something?
9:45.
And we got how many girls coming?
About, let me see, about 10.
10?
About 12.
Okay.
Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And we got CJ so smooth, right, on the panel?
Yeah, we got 11 girls,
yeah.
May have 12. Because one of the girls had a friend that didn't DM me, so. But yeah, we got, Sean Z and everything. Okay.
He comes in at 10:15. So
1, 2, 3.
That's
1, 2, 3.
10:45.
All right. So announcements in the beginning. We're gonna do a little bit longer announcements. Plug our stuff. And yeah, we'll get right into it, man.
And then let me see. Let me open up Telegram for the call-in, the numbers. I think someone already.
Christina, can you bring me a water gallon and a cup? All right, let's get this thing going.
Is it mine popping again? Because he keeps popping in my headset. I think it's my headset.
My mic is popping?
No, it's like now it's fine, but before it was like popping a little bit.
Say something. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. This is Myron Gaines. These black women are fucking mad as hell right now, and it's funny.
Okay, he's these
fucking pussies.
Yeah, I think it's my headset.
I really don't care.
Like, no, I don't care either, bro.
Yeah.
Don't forget your headphones, by the way.
I just find it funny, cause
no, it's fucking comedy, bro.
This thing that we actually care about.
It's fucking comedy, bro.
Cause I ain't dating you chicks anyway. You can stay over there.
I'm not dating you anyway, so.
Yeah, those are yours. Yep.
You say what you want to say.
I got us the 300s. That's how you could tell.
like, oh, you're never going to date anybody again. No, bro.
What the fuck, bro?
I won't date you, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro.
Bro, it is funny. Like, yo, if we really are losers, why do you care so much about what we say?
Because what did Taliban's manager say? Say, yo, when y'all speak now, people are going to listen.
No, this is the energy.
Because they want to hear what we got to say now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, sliding camera setup. Let's do it.
He said basically, bro, if no one's talking about you, bro, you're not
yeah.
going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't even care. Like, I would appreciate it pissed me off because they turned our audience against us.
We're live on Block the Radio.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
how many people are on the line waiting?
Just one.
Okay. You heard our conversation. But anyway.
No, it's 1 minute.
Okay. But,
What's up? Fun for what? Huh?
Yeah, they're gonna hate, bro. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
fuck them.
Thanks.
Like
all
these
ready?
Chicks are gonna come. Oh my god, you don't like black
bro,
girls.
I was a two-way chick yesterday. They were having fun, bro. Oh, I heard about that stuff, but I don't care. Who
bro,
cares, bro?
Nobody cares. Yo, if we were roasted, let's say we did a whole episode where we made fun of white girls, no one would bat an eye, bro.
Yeah.
No one would care.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Shit Podcast, the most hated podcast in the world right now.
And it's Woo! Friday.
Hey, man. It's Friday, man. It's Friday. While they hate, we create. Let's get into it, baby.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, the most hated podcast in the world right now, because the enemy of social justice warriors, virtue signalers, and the peace, the politically correct, we are here to be non-politically correct.
Hey, man,
welcome, guys.
We just keep it real.
Yeah, we keep it real, bro. So for everyone out there, if you're tired of PC culture and cancel culture and all this other BS and people getting hurt with their feelings and triggered, you came to the right place because we're here to trigger some more people. So anyway, guys, quick announcements. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Get all the behind-the-scenes exclusive content on there where we make fun of everyone there as well. You know, black women, white women, Asian women, everybody. We make fun of everybody. They all get roasted over there on Patreon.com/FreshFit. So check us out over there, guys. Also, on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, every single platform you listen to podcasts, make sure to check us out over there, guys. Just wear headphones, especially today, because, bro, they're gunning for us, bro. A girl messaged me and said, hey, I got, like, random DMs from people saying, do you support this podcast, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? And she was like, I don't even know how they found me. And I was like, oh, it's probably because I follow you on Instagram. So they're, like, messaging girls that I follow, bro, to talk smack about it. That's how crazy it is. So,
oh, that's funny.
Guys, if you're listening to us, put on your headphones, all right? Don't let anybody know. I don't want y'all getting in trouble, at least until the heat dies down a bit. Also, get the merch, guys, freshfitpodcaststore.com. Get the hoodies, T-shirts, etc. I feel like Ninja Watchers, all the merch is there, freshfitpodcaststore.com, all right?
Merch that I never wear.
Exactly, the merch that he never wears. And then also, guys, we got another YouTube channel. It's called Fresh and Fit Clips, man. Check us out over there. If you don't got time to watch the full pod, go ahead and get the best parts on the Clips channel. Also, Fresh has a vlog channel.
Guys, for behind the scenes, man, we're out and about having fun getting lit. Check out the vlog channel. 100K on the way. Let's go.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then, Chris, yep, go ahead.
Yep, guys, find me on Twitch and Aaron Poxon. I will be streaming this weekend. Let's get it, merch gang. We out here. And ladies, if you want to come up to our show and you're not angry and yelling at me and saying you hate black women, DM me on the show on Aaron C. Poxon. Come on and have a good time.
This
you hate
black women.
How dare you?
Is your mom black?
Yeah, she is black, and I love her very much.
Oh, man. Yo, real talk. No. I guess a lot of you motherfuckers must be new here that are, like, coming over and hating on us. Like, they're like, oh, you guys are terrible people. You guys are evil. You know what this reminds me of? About a year ago. We went viral on on TikTok a few times because I said you got to punish bad behavior from women. Mm-hmm. And that's what let me know that the mainstream was not prepared for us.
Yeah.
Because that video went viral, got millions of views. Oh, my God. Punish bad behavior for women? You mean hold them to a standard and, like, not accept their insufferable behavior? This is so fucked up. You guys are misogynists. Ah!
How dare you?
Hey, man. Over here at Fresh and Fit, baby. We say what we want. We do what we want. We hold hoes accountable. We hold everybody accountable, all right? Don't matter your color of your skin, what's in between your legs, whatever it is. So,
and
hey,
look,
man.
They tried to cancel us back then, but it's like, yo, we have a strong community. We added value. And you know what?
They canceled us on TikTok.
No,
on TikTok.
Who cares about TikTok? Fuck TikTok. Bro, it's what it is, man.
TikTok trash.
We give you guys the real deal, whole feel, what we're about. And look, if you don't like it, go watch something else. But that's what it is, man.
Facts, bro. We're going to keep spinning facts. Talk for the guys out there that can't speak for themselves because here's the thing. There's a silent majority that definitely agrees with what we're saying.
Yeah.
Just that they can't say this shit, bro. Could you imagine saying, hey, I don't want to date a Shaniqua? Nowadays, everyone would go, oh, my God, fuck. Oh.
You're fired.
You know? But no one cared if we said, hey, I don't want to date a Ling Ling, or hey, I don't want to date a Karen, or hey, I don't want to date a Becky, or I don't want to date a Maria. Nobody would give a shit. But if you say, oh, yeah, I don't want to be a Knight Rider. Oh, my God. Oh. It's like, bro, none of y'all could take jokes. Fucking pussies, man. And that's the world we live in now, man. This very sensitive PC culture. And yo, I don't know about you guys, but I'm 31, man. I remember what it was like to be able to say funny shit before and offending other races.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the purposes of comedy. You're going to take a 20-second clip and try to spin it, make it look like we're racist, but you're not going to play all the other clips where we roast everyone. Like,
and also,
whatever, man.
When girls have their preferences, we don't say, oh,
yeah,
tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, am I offended? No. I mean, it's what she likes. So,
facts, bro. So, Shade Room, TMZ, all you guys out here trying to, you know, report on us.
You are fake news.
Facts. Y'all don't play the whole clip, man. You're going to just play what fits into your bullshit narrative. But, hey, thank you for the free publicity, man. I'm going to have to mail you guys a check. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're part of our marketing team.
Yeah,
now.
You guys are part of our marketing team.
I'll add you in there.
Stupid. Okay, and then any video reactions, DM Fresh at Freshman CEO.
Got you.
It's probably going to be hard to find us right now because we're – definitely. I know I'm shadow banned on Instagram. I got to type in my whole name, and I'm still at the bottom of the list for y'all to find me.
Blue check and everything.
Yeah, I've been getting my a bunch of my posts removed. It's funny. They talk smack about me. I respond like this one chick. I forget her name, but she looked like a wildebeest. She messaged me talking shit like, well, you don't like black women. I was like, and I responded like something like, no one cares what ugly women got to say. Just like no one cares what broke dudes got to say. And immediately, banned. So y'all can talk shit to me, and then I shoot back, and they're like, oh, my God, you hurt my feelings. And this is what the left does. They talk shit about you. You fire back and roast them. Oh! And then they report you, and then, bang, you get your shit taken.
Yeah, a bunch of our supporters, they were defending us in the comments.
Yeah.
They got banned, or they got, like, booted in. I'm like, damn, that's messed up. But, yo, I'm going to keep it a buck, bro. This is what I do, right?
Hey, shout out to you guys.
Sometimes I see it. I say, okay, cool. That's your opinion. I keep it moving. I'm living a good lifestyle. Hey, if you got a problem, that's on you. I live a great life. If you don't live a great life for yourself, that's on you too. So that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually, man, this is all going viral on the news and everything else like that. This is fucking awesome. It's great.
I think it's free promotion.
Free promotion, bro.
You know what we are? We're the 6ix9ine of podcast.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, everybody
hates us.
Everybody got to talk about us, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, we didn't even really do anything. All I did was do what I normally do and girls act crazy. Hey, you get the fuck off the show. You know what I'm saying? You mean ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like we do this shit every night dealing with crazy-ass chicks, bro. So it is what it is. It's just us being us, but that's not – that's crazy to mainstream society.
Yep. So it is what it is, man.
Yeah. If anything, guys, it puts into perspective for you the clown world that we're in where some a woman can come into your house, talk shit, you tell her get the fuck out, and then they're going to point you as a bad guy. That's the clown world we're in right now, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Send an asteroid.
Talk.
Send an asteroid.
Send an asteroid.
Let's move to Colombia.
All these guys are in the slave mine, bro. Real talk. And guys, just so y'all know, today's Friday, so it's a call-in show. We're going to interact with you guys.
Yep.
These are some of my favorite shows, to be honest with you guys.
With the squad.
I love talking to y'all. The rules are as usual, guys. If you want to skip the line, go ahead and send the last four digits of your number. Chris is already making a note right now of the numbers here. And, yeah, we'll talk with you guys. Let's try to keep it brief because we want to make sure everyone gets a chance to call into the show and talk with us.
Brief as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of you guys are going to want to have things to say, which, you know, we kind of want to turn it to y'all, and we love talking with you guys, man.
And for tonight's landing show, we got a special guest coming through, a big YouTuber, so I don't see who it is yet, but...
We'll drop it at the end maybe for them?
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe at the end we'll drop it for y'all if we get the likes up to a certain point. Trust me, you guys are going to like it.
Yep.
All right, cool. Let me read these chats real quick, and then we'll get into it. And guys, the phone lines are open. The number is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. 40. Whether you want to call in and make jokes, or you want to call in and call us racist, or you want to call in and say we're colorist, whatever it is, feel free to call into the
we're
show.
We're here for it.
You know what I'm saying? If you're triggered, go ahead and tell us why we triggered you. Okay? All right. So we got Goose Island. Shout out to you, my ninja.
Chicago.
Man, put me on the line, y'all. I got something to say, too. Okay. And he put the last four of his number. Cool. Got you, Goose Island. I see. Yo, man, he was fighting in the comments with
me. He be going in with the left hook, the right hook. The left foot, right hook, going in
my
with
man
comments,
be in the comments roasting these chicks, bro.
He don't play, bro.
Shout out to you, man. And guys, don't think that we don't see you guys in the comments fighting these ridiculous people, bro.
I also want to say something.
Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to y'all Discord family. Yo, love you guys. You guys be, yo, because they also some of the people that be fighting with us, for us, in all up in these comment section. We talk with each other about it, yo. So shout out to all y'all Discord people, man.
I'm on Discord, but I'm not part. Wait, is it like the live voice chat, or is this like the regular chat?
No, it's the regular chat. So
okay, cool.
It's voice too, right. Though.
Join hey, yo, Discord. Mo, drop your Instagram real quick.
Oh yeah, you guys can follow me at BigMo_BITW. That is BigMo_BITW, and don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the MO.
Sheesh. And that's our official sound engineer right there, guys. So hit him up. Okay, so we got, let's see here, Mike Anthony, 9709, $20. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We got Bien Fuxia, 6846. Okay, can I go last? Got you. $5 from LP Berserker. Facts matter. Don't believe the hype. Top Trick and Side Chick did two videos in one day on you guys yesterday. They came out of vacation to talk about you. It's looking like FNF is the most important topic they've ever covered in their life.
Hey, man,
I don't even know
bro.
Who those people are, but okay, cool. Roberto Moreno, $5. Good to see the FNF fam grinding and making that money. Facts, bro. Like, yo, they got to talk about us, but we don't talk about them. That's the funny part, bro.
Yeah, this is the year of money, man.
Yeah. The power switch. When is the Big G coming back? We need more Andrew Tate. Yeah, we're going to bring him back early next year. Well, this year, technically. Daniel N., what's good, gents? What adhesive did you use to attach your soundproofing foam to your walls and ceiling? Also, would you guys consider making a video on how to throw a house party correctly? I have how to throw a house party on Patreon, guys. Patreon.com/FreshDrive. Detail it, especially if you're in college. And then as far as adhesive, it is not adhesive. I used, I drilled a lot of them in. $10. P.S. Grandeur. You guys got to be war ready for Jordan Peterson. I have a feeling he is coming with a blue pill agenda. Be ready. Guys, we don't really like to challenge our guests like that. We like to give them the interview and just ask, because we don't have a problem with people that have opposing views, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We give them the platform. We're going to show respect. Hey, can you press the hey y'all sound bit to piss off the haters even more?
Chris got it.
Hey y'all.
Oh,
Grease Junkies, do it yourself. Fresh's new name when you play the pickup game has to be Freshiqua now.
Freshiqua? Okay. Wait, Freshina is it? Okay, what's better?
Freshiqua.
Freshiqua or Freshina?
Freshiqua to be funny.
Freshiqua, okay, cool.
Freshiqua now.
God.
And I'm going to be Myresha now. Myresha. Myrena, fuck that. Myresha. All right, $5 from JB. Maintain praying and keep grinding, fellas. You make a difference to your supporters. Absolutely. I know y'all are in the back, man. And I know y'all can't speak up, and I don't want you guys to speak up because I don't want you guys to fucking lose your jobs.
Yeah.
But we got you guys. We will speak for those of you that cannot speak in this crazy, blue-pilled, feminized, fucking politically correct society that we live in now.
And we got some celebs that sent us some DMs, but that support us, but, you know, obviously they can't come on.
Yeah, they can't come on and say
it,
bro.
It is what it is, man.
So it's fine, bro. A lot of people, dude, I get messages every day. Yo, fuck yeah, never change, blah, blah, blah. So we got y'all, bro. We going to keep fighting the fight, man, and let these 304s know that we are here as well. That toxic masculinity ain't going nowhere. $5, that guy rapped. First time chatting. Love you, all the work you're doing. F the Hater. City Boys, we up. FNF Gang, we lit. Yep.
Let's go.
Where the community tie when that bimbo went on her racial tirade against Myron? They cherry pick what trends them, offends them. Yep, that's a fact. 6506, yeah, because Adrian Doll did make racist comments in the past, but nobody said anything about that shit. Black Bruce Lee. Easy Bands just released a video showing Adrian Doll's Twitter post showing colorist tweets and posted herself. And guess who's not talking about it? Of course the mainstream media isn't talking about it.
Shout out to Easy Bands, by the way.
Shout out to Easy Bands.
Easy Bands.
We got Matthew Richardson, got your number. Demarius J, appreciate everything y'all do. Can y'all make a show about men coming from broken homes with no father figure and how to navigate that? P.S. Mo is thick.
What?
Peter Batuti, you know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Yeah,
Cackle. Thank you so much.
Man.
We were just talking about you before the air. Thank you so much, Pina. We see you fighting for us, too. They hate because they can't create. And fuck Apple.
Oh.
He goes, Fuck Apple and Peach. All they do is giggle at videos. I mean, guys, if y'all don't see what's going on here at this point, where it's like, yo, clearly, if y'all don't talk about us, you don't get views, then I don't know what proves it more than that. You know what I'm saying? Desmond Clark, $10. I support y'all. We have found your crusade against these white knights, and Ratchet, you did what you were supposed to do with Agent Doll. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Third Eye Prophet. We kicked the white girl out the next day, but I didn't see no tabloids about that.
Yeah, she was bugging, man. Came in the time, I'm like, who's going to speak on our behalf?
Whose man's is this?
For real.
Third Eye Prophet, can you guys try to get a Mindful Attraction on? He just made a video on biological attraction to women. Shout out to the Discord, Jacob, the woken one here. Love the community. Okay, thank you. City Boys, we out you at $10 native Iran. And then last two here, guys, Relaxation with B. Honestly, I started watching you guys a few weeks ago, and my relationship has been so much better with my boyfriend. I'm a black woman who appreciate y'all. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey,
shout out to you. She resisted the slave mind. She resisted the slave mind and actually listened to what we had to say. I was like, yeah. God damn. It's
and,
true.
And we wish you the best with your relationship too as well.
Yes, 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 yes. I hope you guys do well, have a beautiful family together in the future, and have a great life. Okay.
So okay. Guys,
like the video. All right, let's hit
first
the
call.
Phone lines. Let's get
all
some
right.
of these callers on the line.
Let's get in Gooseland.
Goose Island, man.
Goose Island.
Get it right, Chris. Chirac.
Yeah, it's Goose Island, though. But what's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
It's Friday, man. We lit today.
Hey, man. What I said about Asian Doll, what I super chatted about Asian Doll that other day, it's all facts. I'm not capping, bro. She really is a whore out here in these streets, man. I'm not capping, bro. I'm not capping.
Damn.
How do you know? You got insider information or something?
All right, so, bruh, word out here in these streets is that 600 Breezy dug Shorty out first, passed her to the wick. They all had a chance, landed on King Von's lap. She elevated her. Now that King Von's dead, she's now, you know, getting passed around these industry niggas. You know, she's a whole blunt out here. I ain't going to lie to you.
What the fuck?
She's a whole blunt out here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. But, like, going off that topic, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. This is like a prime example on how females don't take L's, bro. If this isn't a prime example of that, I don't know what to tell you. Because this shouldn't have been a big deal. All you did was try to kick Shorty out. And she couldn't handle the L that she took, so she tried to make it a race thing. And then you had all these bitter single mothers try to put all this, you know, it's now they want to go back and watch your old videos, but only when you talk about your preference and make fun of the Shaniquas and Laquishas. And what do you know? All of the Shaniquas and Laquishas got mad. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand.
Bro, yo. God damn. This is crazy, bro.
Like, how are y'all mad? It's not like...
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, yo, what it comes down to is what we've been talking about on the podcast is that in today's day and age, men can't really have preferences, bro. We got to, like, tiptoe and not really say what we want in women. If you say you want a feminine woman that's submissive and, you know, attractive or not fat or whatever, they're going to shame you on that shit. And if you, God forbid, you say, hey, I prefer a certain race and I don't date this race, they're going to get even more mad. But if a black woman says, I only date black men, nobody bats an eye. If a woman says, I only date white guys, no one bats an eye. Or if she says, you know, whatever, whatever. No one really checks women for their preferences, but if a guy has preferences, they don't like that shit. And the reason why is because most guys don't have the ability to say and, more importantly, exert their boundaries on what they like with women because most guys just take what they can get. So it's a foreign concept when a man says, hey, these are my standards, these are my boundaries, and this is what I like. And unfortunately, most of you hoes don't qualify. Oh, my God, that's fucked up. Because, like, one thing I've come to realize from interviewing, you know, at this point, well over 1,000 women is that women are used to being accepted no matter how they behave. They're just, you know, they could be fat, annoying, crass, whatever it is. They're always going to get accepted by society. No one ever tells them in society, hey, shut the fuck up, you're stupid. Hey, you're fat. Hey, you're kind of annoying. Hey, you're kind of bitchy. Hey, whatever. Because no one tells women the truth in the West, guys. No one does. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these girls come from fatherless households where they weren't disciplined. They got a mother that's going to give them whatever they want. They got, you know, a bunch of loser guys that are going to say whatever they want to hear so that they can get laid. So women rarely see the realities of their poor decisions. So when they come on a podcast like this or they hear what we say, hey, you know, single moms aren't really that attractive, recreational use only. Or, hey, if she doesn't have a dad, she's more than likely probably going to belong to the streets. Or, hey, her past matters. Or any of this other stuff that critiques women, that it's like a foreign language. They're like, what the fuck is going on? What, this guy's speaking blasphemy. But it's because they're not used to being criticized, which is why it's such a taboo thing to say the type of things we do on this podcast. And that's why this podcast is so heavily needed, because we need to wake guys up and help them resist the fucking slave mind and understand that, oh, as God, a man, you're the prize, not these chicks, man. You need to hold them to the standard, because here's the thing. If you bring a woman into your life and she's in a leadership position, or you let her come into your life and bring that fucking stupid-ass chaos that a lot of these girls bring in, she's going to fuck your life up. And we have the divorce courts and all the numbers to show it. So, guys, don't bend. Don't fold. They're going to fight you for trying to have standards with these women, but it is what it is, man. You do not, and I want to say this very nice and clear, you do not have to accept any of these ghetto, ratchet, stupid-ass fucking bitches that don't respect you. I don't care what skin color she is. Do not accept low-quality women when it comes to a relationship. You just fuck them and toss them to the side of the road, as AMS says, bro. These girls, 99% of these girls are not worthy of a relationship, regardless of skin color, regardless of how she acts, etc. A lot of these girls are not meant to be wives, bro. A lot of girls want to be a wife. They want to get married, but they don't want to be a wife. And it is what it is, man. So you got to have your boundaries and exert them as well. And Western women are not used to that shit.
And also, it's funny because the truth really hurts, right? And their truth seems to be valid, but our truth isn't, because their truth seems to be the gospel. I'm just saying, man, like, we just spoke our truth and they didn't like it. Hey, we made a joke about it too, and they took it so far. So honestly speaking, bro, like, at this point, we're going to keep moving on. The truth is the truth. So if you don't like it, just go somewhere else. So
facts. We're going to keep speaking. Anyway. We're going to keep speaking for men out there that can't speak up. But, yo, Goose Island, thank you so much for calling
in,
bro.
No problem, man. And y'all got to go hop on the Discord, man, because we be frying these hoes, man. Everybody in the voice chat, Mo be out there. He be cracking up, bro. You Fresh, Myron, Chris, yep. One of y'all got to hop in the voice chat. We be frying these hoes, man. We be frying all them niggas,
bro,
man.
I'm on
Discord, telling you, bro.
Get the voice chat.
We'll get Mo after, and Mo will get us in there.
No, I created it, so if any go on Discord
created?
For you guys.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Have fun with that, guys.
And I was actually on the Discord long before I was even part of this team.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Cool. All
right. Cool.
All right. Goose Island, thank you so much, bro. Let's hit the next caller. All
right. Let's
all right.
Go
no problem.
Peace.
With 9709, Mike Anthony.
What's going on, bro?
Come on,
yo, what's up, man?
What up? All right, so I got a couple quick questions, man. I ain't trying to take up too much of your time. So you think I should move to Miami or Austin, Texas?
Well, we need a little bit more background, bro. Like, why are you moving? What's the plan? Your money saved up?
So
like,
this is the background. So I graduate in 6 months from University of Michigan, and I have my bachelor's degree and shit. But it's like a top-notch university, bro. But, like, I don't know if I'm trying to do my 2 years of grad school MBA here in Michigan or if I'm trying to just shoot down to, like, Miami, Florida, or, like, maybe Austin, but probably, like, Miami and, like, do my MBA or my grad school, like, down there. Because it's, like, 20 degrees and cold as fuck up in Michigan and dark right now, bro. So, like, this shit sucks.
Are you going to incur a lot of debt by coming south, though?
Like, not really. Because, like, I'm on a full-ride scholarship, so, like, after I graduate, like, then...
You got a full-ride scholarship for University of Michigan. You might not necessarily have one for a school in Texas or in Florida, right?
Right, but so, wherever I go for grad school, I'm going to have to take out loans to pay for it anyways. So, like, I'm going to have, like, $2,200 a month and shit to live on. And then, like, I mean, like, I'll probably just... I don't know if I should just, like finish out my MBA here in Michigan and not shake shit up, like keep everything secure. Like, I don't want to like fuck around and shake shit up too much and like, you know, or like just shoot down to like to some warm ass weather, some pretty women and go down to like Miami and shit and like just like get down there earlier instead of waiting 2 years till I graduate.
I'll keep it simple, bro. I would say whatever school gives you the most money to go to school, you go there and just grind it out. Get your MBA, get the fuck out, then move where you want to go when you actually have when you're able to land a good job that will get you a good income. Because obviously an MBA is going to help you find a job fairly easily. So I would say go wherever you're not going to incur the most debt from school.
And also, just based off of your answer, what you're saying, you want to go with the weather, the women. Bro, I'm telling you right now, Miami could be a huge distraction, bro.
So if you come here before you're even ready for it, bro, it could destroy your whole career. So I would say, bro, like Myron said, if you can, find school that has the most benefits for you right now without all the downsides. And if you come to Miami, if it's going to cost you more, then think about that too. But then also the distractions, bro. And then, bro, you can come to Miami after you finish your graduate, have fun, and have a job. We can actually spend money and it help you better. Because if you come here now, bro, on a school scholarship, whatever, or with the money from school, it's going to go on real fast, bro.
Yeah, bro. The Miami and Vegas are some of those cities that will, like, make or break you, bro. Like, yo, guys, I'm telling you guys, like, what me and Fresh do, coming on the show, doing this stuff consistently 2 times a day, whatever, like, bro, you sacrifice a lot to do it. And I ain't going to lie to you guys. Sometimes I began fear of missing out, FOMO. And you want to minimize anything that could potentially distract you. Obviously, at this point now, like, you know, I've been doing this shit for a while, so I'm able to, like, avoid distractions. But some people can't do it, man. So it might be better for you to stay up there in Michigan, save money, stay close to home, get your MBA, and then get the fuck out when you're actually ready and you got a job landed. You know what I'm saying? So so that's interesting as well.
Definitely leave Michigan, though, because, bro, it's fucking 20 degrees right now and nighttime fucking...
No, leave Michigan, bro. No, like I said, take the school that's going to give you the most benefit with the least debt and then move after that.
Yeah.
So if it happens to be somewhere in Florida, if it happens to be somewhere in Texas, that's fine. But my thing is, I don't want you to go into a lot of debt to get your MBA, bro.
Yeah. Make a logical choice based off of the numbers and then move from there.
Yeah. But typically, 9 out of 10 times, it's much easier to stay with your alma mater and then go to grad school there. 9 out of 10 times. It's like 100% acceptance rate. The credits are all going to transfer over. You'll probably be able to, you know, it's a smoother transition into grad school when you're coming from the same undergrad program.
All
right. Right. One more quick question, bro. So, like, like when you moved to Connecticut, down like far as fuck away from home and shit, like, bro, how did you handle like being so far away from home and not having like no family or friends and shit? Like, you think like that's something I need to worry about, or is that something like I'll be straight with?
It'll bother you a little bit, but it's fine because I moved from Connecticut to Georgia, then from Georgia to Texas, then from Texas to Florida. So. Yeah, man. I mean, just have a group chat with all your close friends from home and talk and keep in contact with them. And, you know, I used to play like Xbox to keep in touch with them and stuff, but just keep a group chat and just, you know, keep it pushing.
And then, too, think about this, bro. I came from Barbados to Miami. I didn't know anybody here.
Right.
You got to be social. You got to go outside, bro. You got to, like, get into groups where, like, you wouldn't normally get into and be comfortable, uncomfortable, because if you're in a new area, no one knows who you are. So you can create a perception about you, and at the same time, you know, people that can help you in your progress or in your passion. So
yeah,
definitely get out there.
But step one, bro, finish school, complete it the best way you can, where you incur the least debt, and then you can choose where you want to go after that. All right, we got to get the next caller.
So hey, can I ask you one more, bro?
No, bro. Sorry, you asked two already, and we got a lot of people on the line, man.
Yeah, thank you, fam.
All right, bro. Thanks. All right, man. Peace. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, bro. The guys, it's not personal, but like we got a lot of people on the line.
One question per person.
Yeah, one question.
One question.
One question.
All right, cool.
Let's go with 1 second. Make sure everyone's good. Let's go with 8256.
Because they're piling in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear
me? What's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, bro, it's good, bro. Hey, I've been a subscriber since like 10K, bro. I just have a request. It's not really a question, bro, because I was there at the 500K party, bro.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And, for the million, Chris, for the million, can we get it notified earlier? Because last minute ticket was really expensive and getting hotel and stuff. So we get like, you know, a month before, like notify, hey, this is the day, a month away from, you know, like when it's actually going to be, bro. That'll be really great. So
we'll do that, because this one is going to be more in our control, because we're actually going to get a mansion. So remember, guys, we went through one of the most popping nightclubs in Miami before. So we kind of were at, you know what I'm saying? Like, Fresh knows the owners and stuff like that, but we still had to like kind of base it around their schedule. That's what happened. Yeah. But this time we're going to control the environment a lot more, even though Vendome was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So don't worry, we'll be able to do that in the next one. All right.
Yeah, bro, that would be great. And I want y'all to, like, you know, wear suits and everything, like, Fresh, bro. I know you want to wear what you wear, bro, but you got to put on a suit and stuff, bro, for the 1 million, bro.
Excuse me?
You got to wear a suit, bro.
Bro, I'm aware of what I want to wear, bro. Oh,
come on, bro. You got to look professional.
Bro, I don't wear suits, bro. I don't wear suits.
All right. Myron, what about you? What about you, bro?
Bro, how are you going to tell me what I got to wear, bro, at my own party?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just recommending it, bro. Like, you can wear what you want to wear, bro. I don't care, bro. But, you know, it would be cool to, like, see you in suits and stuff, bro.
Wait, bro, huh, wait. I wear suits for nobody,
wait,
bro.
Hold on. Didn't you show up with the suit in the club before?
Yes, I did, bro.
And then
yeah,
you were...
I felt left out because nobody else was wearing it, bro.
No, but... Nigga, we in Miami, nigga. Nigga,
it was you and Ron, nigga, wearing suits in the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We felt so out of place, bro.
I know. Hey, so how you want me to wear suits out of place? At my own party, bro. Come on, man. With your brother. Come on, bro.
Yo, he's freaking mad.
Bro.
All right, let's go to the next caller, bro.
Okay. Man.
All right, bro.
All right,
love
man.
You guys,
hey, yo.
Bro.
Thanks for the support,
man. Thanks, bro. But come
yeah.
on, bro.
No problem. Always, bro. Love y'all. Bye.
Yeah, man. Hey, no, no.
He said to wear a suit, man. Bro.
Hey, no, he can mind the support, man.
I know, I know. He's a good guy. I'm just like, bro.
All right, who's up next? All right. Let me make sure everyone gets priority first.
I'm going to wear a suit to a mansion party with a pool and a club.
All right, let's go with 4574.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's
up?
Hey, I got this great idea, man. You know how Fresh and Fit got the, you know, you guys got your logo. I came with like a remix version. Drip
okay.
and dip. What you think of that? Drip and dip. Because, you know, drip is fresh and dip is Myron because he worked out.
Drip and dip.
All right, I try. That's it.
All right. Hey, man, effort, bro.
Yeah, we're good, man. Thank you for the offer, though, with the new name. Anything else?
Yeah, I thought my joke was
bad. Do you have a question,
no,
or was that just that's it?
No, I thought it would be dope, man. That's it.
All right. All right. Yeah, you're funny, bro. That's funny, man.
Imagine
drip.
Yeah.
Two D's. Okay. All right.
Niggas in the chat.
Yeah, the chat's laughing their ass off. This bruh, LOL. All
right, let's go with one thing, guys. That's his number.
Chips and dip. Alexander Wade. Chips and dip. That's funny. Oh, man. Hella ones. Trip and dip.
God damn it, Mo.
Yo, keep Mo's mic. All right. I'm muted, bro. That laugh is hilarious.
Bro, all right. So 1360.
Okay, 1360, go ahead.
1360.
Hey, is this can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Hey, I just wanted to call and let y'all know I'm a longtime supporter. It's been about since I want to say March. I've been supporting y'all. Got some of the shirts. Myron, that fucking Punisher shirt is dope as shit.
Thank you, man. Chris designed it.
Oh, yeah. And then the updated version is super dope. Like, you just like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to get the damn skull anyway. I don't give a shit. I just want to say real quick, I know I don't want to take too long. 5 minutes is all I need. I really appreciate y'all, man. Like, what y'all are doing is fucking amazing. Like, y'all are really out here helping dudes. Like, I'm looking at the chat. I've been looking at the chat since I started. Like, these guys out here are just, they're improving. Y'all have improved my life. Like, dude, I broke up with my ex, and because, like, she was a single mom, like, the whole story. And once I started listening to y'all and really, like, getting into the manosphere, it changed my life. I was like, dude, what the fuck have I been doing this whole time? Like, I've been sleepwalking through this shit, dude. So I really appreciate y'all, man. And dude, right now, like, she still fucks with me and she knows that I fuck other girls and she's still fucking with me, dude. Like, she's going to go out with me to the club later on tonight because I told her, I was like, look, I'm not going to do this. I have a plan. I'm going to fucking go for my goals. Like, I got a better job now. Like, I'm going to be making more money now. Like, just because I stuck with the grind and because I listen to y'all every fucking day at work, I listen to y'all and y'all improve my fucking life. And I just want to let y'all know I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all. Myron, stick to the fucking game, bro. We don't bend. We don't fucking fold. And Fresh, I just want to say this, bro. You are a fucking network marketing genius, dude, or networking genius. Like, the amount of guests that you've gotten on the show has, dude, it's fucking crazy. Michael Blackson just everybody that y'all've got.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no problem. And then also, Fresh, like, no disrespect, bro. Like, when people do that shit to you, man, hold your frame, man. Like Myron, hold your frame, dude, because no disrespect, man. You do your shit. Like, you hold it down for the show, and I really appreciate it. But that last episode, man, I didn't like how they, like, just kind of just kept stepping the line a little bit. And I was like, you know, and I see what y'all were doing. You were trying to, like, take the reins for a minute. And it was kind of like they just wouldn't listen to you for you know, a minute of time. And I didn't appreciate it. I didn't like how they kind of just kept towing the line and shit. But I understand what y'all are trying to do. I saw it, and it's no disrespect. But just, yeah. Just to finish it up. Yeah, and just to finish it up, man, the one thing that I saw last Wednesday when that fucking Karen came on, dude, that was like the epitome of the fucking show. All the girls turned on her. All the fucking girls turned on her. I was like, that is it. Y'all have done it. Y'all have woken up women, men. Like, that was the epitome of the show. If I would say any episode that y'all had, that was literally the best one. Y'all fucking woke these girls up because now they see what it is. These girls out here, oh, this misogyny, fuck men, I'm going to cut their heads off like fucking praying mantises. Like, what kind of fucking shit is that? Like, who says stuff like that? Like, who says that? You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, it's stupid. But, like, I appreciate y'all, man. That made my fucking, that made my week. Like, I was just, god damn, that bitch was so dumb. But all I want to say is, last thing, I appreciate y'all. The chat loves y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all like my brothers, man. Fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, let's fucking go. Last thing I want to say, man, all I really fucking want is a fucking Don DeMarco. I love a motherfucking Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco.
Thanks, man.
We got you, bro.
Yes, sir. Chris, oh, my bad. Oh, yeah, thank y'all. All of y'all are great. All of y'all are great.
No problem, man. Thank you, fam.
All right. Who's up
yes,
next?
Sir.
6846.
And just so y'all know, what I'm doing right now, because I hate being on my phone while I'm on air, is I'm actually posting the link to all the haters on Instagram if they want to come in and call on the show, since they like to cry so much.
At least the haters are calling, man.
Yeah, let them call in, and let's see how we triggered them. So, all right, sorry about that. Okay, so go ahead, caller. Valid critiques on the last call. Thank you so much for showing love, bro.
Yep. 6846, caller.
Good evening, guys. How you doing? Very good, my friend. Are you okay?
What the fuck?
No, it's a small voice. I know I get that a lot. Okay. But, no, I just, my bad. I'm kind of nervous. First time calling in. I just want to say I want to give my support to you guys. I've been watching y'all since March of last year. And, yeah, that's about it. Don't scream at us, but thank you. Appreciate it, man. Much love, my boy.
Yeah, right. Thanks right. for supporting, brother. I appreciate that a lot.
Probably have him his girlfriend.
All right, man. We'll catch you.
Nigga said better got nothing on him.
Nigga probably works at Trader Joe's. He has to go in the back.
He's like, oh, hey, man, Fresh and Fit.
I love
y'all.
The feminist boss hear this shit. Yo, fuck with y'all, Fresh and Fit. I'm in the fucking back right now by the fucking
Amen.
Dried mangoes, man. My niggas.
Hey, man. Fuck the ops. I'm here in the corner.
I got to tell y'all how much I love y'all, man, but I can't talk too much because these fucking vegans are listening. Free to meet.
Thank you so much, bro.
Here
appreciate
she comes.
You.
It's a Karen.
Yeah. All right, who's up next?
1 second. Make sure I got everybody who paid. Can we read some chats?
Yeah, well, let's hit the phone lines one more, and then we'll go back to the chats.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so callers, make sure you're online, please. Okay, 5637.
Yo, 5637, what's up, bro?
Good morning or afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
We're good, man. How are you?
Good.
Oh, man, good. I'd like to make a statement to kind of help your audience out, along with a short question. One of the things about the victim's mentality, I did a radio show here in Memphis, Tennessee for 18 years. And one of the things that I interviewed was a great therapist. And the best advice he ever gave, he said, your trauma may not be your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. That is the best statement I have ever heard in my life when it comes to trying to get past who you are as a person now and become better. It is your job to go out there and be and to actually seek the help that you need, whether it's mentally, financially, and manning up and being a better person in general. And that is nobody else's responsibility but your own. So let me repeat that one more time. Your trauma may not be your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. Do you agree with that?
No, that's 1,000% facts, bro. I always say it, the world doesn't owe you understanding, and the problem is that we got a lot of these fucking snowflakes out here that expect the world to sit there and coddle them for, you know, their past trauma or whatever, and that's not our job. And people are too soft, and they got to understand that no one gives a fuck about your problems. It's just that we live in a world now where we lie to people and tell them that we do care about their problems, but the reality is no one gives a fuck about your problems. You got to figure it out on your own and then come into the world with your best foot forward, but people don't want to do that shit. They want everyone to feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's true with... That's true wisdom, man. Once you understand that, you can move forward in life.
Facts.
Absolutely. Quick question. Chris, is it hard to contact – I'm starting a video podcast. I've been working on it for 9 months. Is it hard to contact you to get some tips?
Tips on what?
Actually using the equipment and everything like that.
That's not me. It's on Myron. So if anything, you know, hit him up for equipment. But I just operate him, so.
Okay, I was just wondering, I could sure use a hand with that, because I'm a radio guy, but I haven't done podcasting, and I've been working on it for 9 months. And I didn't know if there was a way I could contact either one of you gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, the best way is to find an audio guy in your area, because it's better to have a local guy.
Yeah, I think he wants to know, I'm assuming you're asking, like, how do we do the video and the audio together?
Yes, absolutely. Like, as somebody who's a little inexperienced with that and starting my own platform.
Yeah,
absolutely. I just didn't.
I ain't gonna lie. Our setup is extremely complex. I'm not even gonna. It's complex to the point where I've contacted Personas and told them how we're running our setup with Mo on the phone, and they're like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And like, I kind of have to walk them through how we have it set up for us to even be able to get support. So, it would take me a very long time to explain it on the air and. There's a lot of things that go into it because we run audio and, audio and video independently.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there was any way, any email or anything like that, but that I could email to you guys and contact information. That's all.
I mean, you could hit me on Instagram, UnplugFit, and then we could work it out from there. But it ain't gonna be free, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it all the way 1,000. It took me years to figure this shit out.
I hear you. No, I get it. Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate you. Man, y'all keep telling these young men what to do. These young men are absolutely in need of some guidance. And remember, young men out there, seek wisdom from those that are wiser than you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. Peace.
We got one more, Rose.
Yeah, the setup is real complex, guys. Like, even if I tried to, like, explain it to y'all, you would be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, bro?
All right, one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before chat?
A lot of the equipment I have, you can't even, like, find it on the internet like that.
Okay, caller. 8072.
Going once, going twice.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to speak on a few females who rock with y'all. I really rock with y'all heavy. I think what y'all do is amazing. And I've gotten attacked by defending y'all on social media. But it's okay because I stand for what you guys do. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh. Thank you for supporting. You know, just be careful, guys, because there are a lot of crazy people out there, man. So, you know, I appreciate you guys defending us and everything.
Yeah.
But, guys, remember, you guys don't have to, man, because you guys got to understand that, like, these libs, they're fucking crazy, bro. Like, they're not capable of independent thought. And when you, you know, express a thought that goes against the grain and goes against their belief system, they're going to fight tooth and nail to try to defend it. And since they can't attack you with logic, what are they going to do? They're going to try to cancel you. They're going to try to cause harm to you. Etc. Like, these people are crazy, bro.
Yeah, your best way to help us is to help us behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Without putting your
face. I don't
want to
put any of you guys in danger, man.
Even donating helps a lot, too. So, like, stuff like that helps a lot, but you don't have to fight, you know, on the front.
Yeah, we don't want you guys fighting in the comments. Yeah. As much as it, like, I love it and to see you guys rocking with us, I do not want any of our supporters to get hurt because of, you know, watching us and stuff like that, which is why you guys think I'm kidding around when I say, hey, wear headphones when you listen to us, etc. I don't want none of you guys to deal with, you know, negative consequences of listening to the way we speak and stuff, because obviously we're not for everyone, which is fine. But, you know, I don't want nobody hurting our supporters, man. So, you know, just be careful.
But shout out to you as
a woman
caller.
Appreciate that.
No, thank you, of course. Yeah, this had to speak for us, definitely. Thank you, guys.
Gang, definitely gang strong.
So gang, gang, be safe and take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye. All right,
okay,
all right. Who's up next? Oh, chats. All right.
Yep.
Let's see here. Let's turn it up.
All right, no problem. All right, I think we left off.
$10.
I mean, we can read.
Okay. Oh yeah, we'll read these because they came up before the announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Agent Fit, fuck all the haters. Koyla Ray ass, Asian Doll ass, Joe Budden ass, and it's hilarious to see rapper that degrade their same black queens in their songs. Yeah, I mean, Joe Budden out here smacking bitches trying to tell us that, y'all making fun of our black queens, my guy. You out here beating the shit out of chicks and licking dogs' balls. You a weirdo, nigga. Venom2333, are y'all going to redo the intro to replace Trey with Mo? Don't know what resolution you're going to need for Mo to fit on the screen, though.
God damn. You're right about that shit.
Yeah.
It needs a whole panel.
Yeah. And just so y'all know, Joe took down that post because I think they were flaming him when he tried to roast us. They were roasting him in there.
Yeah, he did.
Bro, niggas was like, how the hell are you fucking with these niggas? But your shit ain't clean either.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Trying to virtue signal, bro. Like that, and that's the thing I've come to realize about like these like bigger celebrities, these bigger personalities. Like if someone's getting attacked for like some type of, you know, statement or whatever, they're going to pile on and try to say, yeah, they're racist, they're goofs or whatever, to try to, like, you know, virtue signal to say, hey, look at me, guys, I'm so good, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like,
bro. Yo, but bro is like, oh, these are just to get clout. I'm like, bro, we already, like, known, bro. Like, we don't need it for clout, bro. We're just chilling.
Hell not, bro. We get more views than the Joe Budden Network. Let me make that very fucking clear right now. Hold on. If I was to pull up the Social Blades right now, we get more views than his channel does. So...
And with no sponsors, nigga.
And with no sponsors. You know
what
I'm saying?
And we're making bread, nigga.
We say what the fuck we want to say. We don't have to worry about public opinion and none of that shit. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say. We still get more views than you, bro. So, and you're pretty much a celeb and you have access to everyone in the industry. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You want to come at us? We could look at the numbers. It is what it is. I don't have a problem with Joe, but like for him to call us dupes and all this other stuff when it's like, bro, you're taking one clip out of context. You haven't seen all our other content when we make fun of everybody else. This is not a public, politically correct podcast. Like, bro, as a guy that's a radio personality, like, of all people, you should have at least, like, looked at everything before you would make a lengthy-ass post talking shit about us and you don't even know us.
It was a tactic to redeem himself to the black community.
That's what it was.
That's what it really was, bro.
Yeah, let's keep it all the way 1,000.
Hey, man, do what you got to do.
And then he took the post down because they were frying him.
All right,
so, okay, $10, Fidel Torres. Notice how every podcast now is using the panel with ladies now. Fresh and Fit Takeover All 2022.
Hey, man, they try to imitate, but it can't be us, bro.
Yeah, you can imitate, but you can't replicate.
The shit that we've done, bro, that niggas just don't know.
There you go.
Especially with the level of consistency we do.
Yep.
Shout out to Chris bringing girls every single fucking night.
Fact.
To include new chicks, chicks that we know, etc. Phil Cosby, $20. I rewatched that. I missed the part about you connecting me to the dog troll account. account. That is not me. Very perceptive of you, though. I do have another account. What's your mailing address? I want to send hats for the show.
Oh, well.
We have a P.O. box.
We got a P.O. box.
Fresh will pull it up while I read these.
Yeah.
Okay. $5. I totally support FNF. The only part... Chris?
Oh, let me see.
The only podcast that tells it raw and most of all the truth. Keep up the awesome work. And that's from Sean Ingram, Wavy and Mar. Been debating imps and femmes all day for y'all. Man, getting blocked when the logic is too heavy for them. Absolutely, bro. They can't argue with y'all on logic, bro. They're going to take that one clip and say, they're racist. Okay, talk about all the other times. Bro, I put on a fucking rice hat on this show, Russian hats, all different types of races, Jamaican hats, Haitian hats, fucking Arab hats. I make fun of everybody, but no one says a word about that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, James, NYC. Yo, big props to Myron on Fedit. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. That channel's growing really quickly.
Yep.
And I'll make an announcement about it in the middle of the show. The Kings, can we stop telling the idiot lie that we don't care about your preferences as long as you don't bash us? They just bashed Carlton from Fresh Prince Family because his white wife and half-white white kids. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that was
crazy,
that's
bro.
That's weird, bro. Like, that's the nigga's wife, bro. Like, what do you want him to do?
Yeah, man. Pimp Clinton. So who allowed Asian Doll to have that name when there's not a drop of Asian in her, okay? $20, Yaro Ahmed, 30508. Can you talk about how to grow as an alpha man being raised by modern women? Realize the pattern in my dating, and I'm not a sucker, but these 304 is disrespect and trying to be respectful to who I date in the future. Watch the episode that we did on Frame.
Yeah.
And then Jonathan Malone. Chris, this is for all the call-in FNF the best, okay?
Thank
and then
you,
we got your number. Educational purposes, should the burner be left at the scene? Like it, like in the mob movies, is it a smarter play? Was curious always from the legal side. You always want to get rid of the murder weapon, gentlemen, if you were to hypothetically delete someone.
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
You always want to get rid of the murder weapon, my friends. $10, Robert Dorsey.
And then just real quick, the P.O. Box, send me a DM, bro. I'll send you the P.O. Box address to send us hats. I believe that was Phil Cosby.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Phil Cosby. Don't send us nothing weird, though, bro, okay? No pudding. What's y'all thought on this quote? Men's greatest weakness is their facade of strength, and women's greatest weakness is their facade of weakness, Warren Farrell. Very true. Interesting. I like it.
Okay.
First Super Chat, big boys, fresh and fit, baby, and then we got your number. Cool. That's from Verse Swayze.
All right.
Daniel N., what are your thoughts on peer-to-peer lending sites like Lending Club? People can lend money and not have their credit score be negatively affected. I'm cautious of anything like that.
Fun fact, I actually used Lending Club back in the day when I needed some help. And the thing is, though, their interest rates, bro, are high, bro. So when you pay it back, bro, it's take you like a long
worse than hard money lenders?
It's not as bad, but it's quick money. You put an application, they approve you, they send you money right away. And, you know, it's convenient, but just know that you better pay it back as soon as possible because they're going to grape you.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you need it for a quick turnaround.
Yeah. So personal loans, hey, get it real quick, but make sure you have money. Yeah. Or in the future,
make sure whatever
in,
the hell you're going to put that money into makes you
exactly
back and then some so you can
as
actually profit.
Possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't get killed with the interest. Exactly. Okay. Got any dating tips for a blind man? Say you're Ray Charles. No, I'm just kidding. I don't –
bro,
man,
if you're blind, bro, I don't know where do you start, bro? Like, dude, that's tough.
Yeah, because you won't even know if the bitch is fat or not.
How's someone – pay someone to bring the girl for you.
There you go. Get someone to help you.
Yeah.
Wavy Mar, LMAO. Bro said five minutes. Okay. $20 from Nana Yo Empo. Cool. Not going to clog the lines, but want you all to know I'm with FNF. Y'all are helping men around the world. Don't stop. Thank you so much,
thank
bro.
You, David.
And, yo, real talk, guys. I want you guys to ask yourself this simple question that are watching right now. Everyone that makes videos on us, all our detractors that make fun of us and say we're colorists and haters and blah, blah, fucking blah, talking shit. Do they teach you guys how to make money?
Nope.
Do they teach you guys how to invest?
Nope.
Teach you guys about real estate?
Nope.
Teach you guys about cryptocurrency?
Nope.
Teach you guys about building a business? Teach you guys about getting in shape?
Nope.
They teach you guys about confidence? They teach you about how to become attractive to women?
Credit scores.
Do they teach you any of these things?
Nope.
Oh, no, they don't. What do? They just make reaction videos talking shit about us and other people. And at the end of the day, who provides more value to the market? Just ask yourself that. I ain't going to say I'm just going to leave it there, and you guys can decide in your mind. But just look at who makes fun of us and who talks shit about us, and then see the value they provide to the market, and then look at the value that we provide to the market. Because we entertain, too, but we educate you in the process. That's the difference. Top Trick, et cetera. Those were Easy Band's nicknames. Shout out to him. What do you think about issuing warnings to the ladies? For the first warning, one batch. For the second, two batch. Third is a penny and dime. Guys, just so y'all know, Chris, you want to go through with what you tell the girls?
Hold on 1 second. I was reading the chat, but let's see. Oh yeah. Normally,
as far as, like, warning girls.
Yeah, warning girls about what the show?
The rules in general, because I need the people to know like how we have like a system, guys.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the last vlog that I did, Chris goes through every single show with the girls beforehand. Hey, these are the rules. If these things happen, hey, don't get mad, don't get triggered, because he goes through it perfectly. With no stutter, which is surprising. But
yeah,
check it
that's
out.
How much he said it.
I mean, personally, it's this, you know, I have the girls sit down. I see them down more or less, you know, according to what I see, size, shapes, whatever, so they can get the most exposure on camera. And I said, all right, ladies, the first rule, don't stare at the screen. Second rule, speaking to the penis. Third rule, phones with me, badge with me. If you get triggered, let the guys finish talking. It's our platform, you know, the chat will roast you, is what it is. And I basically go over the rules with the ladies all the time. When they come into the studio, we serve them drinks, a little bit. No, if they're underage, we don't give them drinks. But they have a chance to take stories, use the bathroom. I always give them breaks in between the sets to have a good time, to unwind and stuff like that. And I'm very cordial with them. So and I want them again. So if they come on some BS, I'm like, hey, listen, girls, like, you know, you can't be doing this. This BS. I always say please and thank you. And for the most part, the girls are having a good time. If you notice, girls come on quite often, about 5-6 times, because they enjoy the experience. So any new girls come on, they act up, it's on them. I don't know what the fuck, you know, their problem is, but for the most part, I go over this shit all the fucking time. The whole studio is quiet, mine and Fresh is quiet, Mo is quiet, the guests are quiet when I go over the rules. So I'm very picky about that, because if you don't have rules, then the safety is compromised and the environment is quite toxic and quite ratchet if that doesn't happen. You know.
So I want to make this very clear. When we kick a girl out, guys, just know that she knew exactly what was expected of her and she still acted crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we have such a low tolerance for their bullshit, because we warn them ahead of time. I even tell the girls, guys, I do not enjoy kicking girls off. Do not get drunk. Hell, Vanessa gave you all the sauce the other night. She said, yeah, when we pour their drinks, we put a little bit like this. So we don't get the girls fucked up. We warn the girls multiple times. Chris gives them a whole speech. I give them a speech right before we go on. And then we go on, and then we constantly remind them one mic at a time. And they still act crazy. So by the time y'all see me say, yo, get the fuck out,
yeah,
bro, they had been warned a million times. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what it is. So it's like, that's why if you guys see us be like, yo, like we have low tolerance for it, it's because we clearly explained it to them a million times. Do you have any questions? No. Okay. And that's a big reason why we even start late sometimes, because we got to make sure that they know the rules before we start, bro.
And also, when we go on other people's platforms, we show them respect. Hey, these are your rules. All right, cool. We'll follow your rules. No cursing, no this, no that. All right, cool. We understand. This is your house. This is your platform. We understand.
Yeah.
Same thing with our platform. Hey, here are the rules. If you want to do it, you can leave.
Yeah. And the girls aren't used to that, guys. You guys got to understand that, like, the common woman, right, has rarely been checked by men in her life. She comes on this platform and thinks, I'm special. And then they come on here and they realize, oh, damn, maybe I'm not special. And then we reinforce that consistently throughout the show by telling them, yo, one mic at a time. Yo, be quiet. Yo, she's talking. Blah, blah, blah. And some girls can't handle that because they're not the star of the show. They're not getting the attention that they're used to. You know what I'm saying? We don't pedestalize any of these chicks when they come on.
Yep.
So a lot of them aren't used to that. And they don't know how to act. So they want to try to get the attention and make a scene and shit like that. Then we kick them the fuck out, bro. Get out of here. So, all right. Anybody else? Back to lines?
Yeah. Hold on. Shout out to Twitch, by the way.
Oh, shout out to our Twitch man. Ninjas. We got go ahead, Chris. Can you read it out?
Right here. Necro on the dash zero for the gifted sub. I think it's 5. Shout out to you, fam. Oh, 10, actually.
Oh, thank you so much,
fam. I'll get a spot, though.
Nigga, that's the worst screenshot ever, bro. Screw you.
Shout out to Chattel for giving me a screenshot.
Shout out to Nero.
All right, we good. Let's go to the phone lines.
Yep.
Let's go to 1934.
All right. 1934.
How's it going, Fresh and Fit?
Yo.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Just a quick question, and then I'll let you guys continue. I went to a party during New Year's. My buddy went there with this chick, and I managed to escalate with the chick. But afterwards, like, I was because he knew the girl's social media, because I didn't want to go looking for it. And he wouldn't give it up. What do you think I should do with that buddy of mine?
Wait. So you hit on his chick?
No, he was there with the chick, but I ended up making out with another chick that he knew, but he didn't want to give up her social media when he was there with his chick.
So question, why didn't you just get it yourself? Why you ask your buddy for her social media? If you're vibing with her, just ask for her social media.
I was trying to avoid her for most of the night for respect for my buddy, but then he just gave permission later, and then I just forgot to ask for it.
Bro, if you really want her, you would not forget to grab it, bro.
This whole story is a little strange. So let me get this right straight. Your friend brought a girl with him to New Year's to the New Year's party, and then he was hooking up with her, and then there was another girl there at the party that he also knew and or brought, and then you hooked up with her, but you never got her contact information?
Yes.
Did your friend bring her, or was she already there?
No, he invited her.
Okay, so so basically two girls at the party were there because of him.
Yes.
And he hooked up with one, and then you hooked up with the other one, but you asked him for the personal information of the one that you hooked up with, and he didn't want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to double dip, bro. He's trying to fuck both of them, and he doesn't want to share the contact information with you. As simple as that. Like, he's trying to work both angles. And, I mean, to be honest with you, if he already called dibs and he's on it, like, you know, don't be thirsty. Go talk to another bitch. Who cares?
Yeah, that's what I figured, but, like, he gave permission for it, so I was wondering why he's trying to double dip after the fact.
Nice. He's probably trying to be nice, but
he's
bro,
just trying to be nice. He's not really your friend, bro.
If you're that worried about this one chick, bro, like, it's a problem because,
he's
letting you know, yo, bro, like, I'm not giving you shit. So that means, all right, cool. Maybe there's something there. But that being said, Chris, if you really wanted to actually go ahead and get this girl's info, you should have did it right there and then.
And yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Both of y'all got a scared mindset, and you.
Yeah, because honestly speaking, bro, this is bro code here. Because yo, if I'm your bro, you bring girls around, yo, what's the deal with this chick? Is she down? Is she, like, what's up here? He can tell you, yo, you know what, bro? She with me, but like, she cool.
He's clearly not okay with it, bro.
Yeah,
he was probably trying to fuck with her too, and then he just lied to you so he wouldn't look like a thirsty motherfucker, so he wouldn't look like a pussy at the party. But the reality is, he's trying to double dip with both of them, and he never wanted you to fuck with either of them. And now his actions reveal that. Yo, this is the thing, bro. You got to understand. Most dudes are thirsty as fuck, and they have a scarcity mentality. And I ain't going to keep it 1,000 with you. You got a scarcity mindset, too. They care this much about this bitch from New Year's, bro.
I'll tell you this, though. You a nice
fuck
nigga.
Fuck other girls.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, though, bro. You're a nice nigga because most good dudes, they'll just take that info and dip and smash without even saying nothing. At least you ask the nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
In my case, I was just trying to figure out with my buddy of mine because he's like really blue pill, and I was just trying to figure out is this with
no
his
shit.
Actions saying
there you
that,
go.
Should
no
I
shit is
keep
blue
having him as a friend or should I just let him go?
Yeah, he ain't really a friend, bro. I mean, like he's here's the thing, bro. There's nothing wrong with having blue pill friends, but you don't want blue pill guys in your inner circle.
Yeah, for business and dating, bro, that's a terrible recipe.
You don't want to be around blue pill niggas in your inner circle. You could associate with them, work with them, maybe have some casual conversation, but, bro, you really don't want to be around them all the time because of stupid shit like this.
All right.
Also,
all right.
Bro,
thanks for the advice.
Years, bro.
Yeah, you
so if you're still talking about this, bro?
Yeah, you need to go find another bitch,
you
bro.
Source,
you care too much.
Source some more girls,
you
bro.
Care too much.
Is what? Today's the 7th?
Yeah.
You have 7 days to get over this hoe.
Yeah. So you need to go talk to another bitch, Bill.
All right. I'll go ahead and approach tonight then. Still early.
There you go, my friend.
No, you should do it every night, bro.
Yeah, you should be sourcing all the time, my friend.
When you finish working and you got free time, bro, either online or offline, you should be doing some type of like sourcing.
Constantly sourcing girls is going to keep you from having this mindset that you have because you and your friend have a scarcity mindset
right now. Dude, we never stop sourcing, bro, ever. Like, dude, all day, all night. Now, is it always concentrated in that action? No. We have things set up so that, okay, they're sourcing for us.
Yep.
So.
All right, bro. We're going to move on to the next caller, but, yo, you got a sourcing problem, and you got to go out there and talk to other girls. You care way too much about this random bitch that your friend brought to a New Year's Eve party that he doesn't want to share with you because he's a blue-pilled sim.
Yep.
Cool?
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, man. Peace.
No problem, man.
All right. Who's up next?
All right. 1 second. We got A035.
A035, welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. And, guys, do me a quick favor.
Like the video.
Like the video. There's, like, 3,700 of y'all in here, bro. So like the video, we only got 1K likes, man.
Damn.
There's like 1,000 on Twitch.
Hello.
And like 2K on YouTube. What's up, bro?
Man, this shit crazy. I've been debating feminists and simps all day for y'all. I swear to God. Hey, I don't even want to take too much of the time. Shout out Fresh and Shit, man. I ain't going to lie. It's crazy how they try to cancel the baby for whatever he did at Rolling Loud. But as soon as you hit a feminist with some facts, she gonna holler out gay jokes and all this shit.
Facts.
But like I said,
bro, I showed y'all my DMs. All I got is girls calling me gay, calling me Indian, calling me a fucking sand person,
Uber driver.
Like yo, like it's funny. Like they get mad at you for like making a racist joke, like right? Because it's just to be funny. And then they come back with the same exact things that they're criticizing you for, and you're like, what the like what?
Bro, a girl literally blocked me because I said, how is it racist when they literally do the same thing to everybody? I said, is it racist when they say Karen and Becky, or you only care about black women? They joke on everybody.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bro, the thing is, man, if I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000, is that black women are extremely sensitive because if you look at the numbers across dating apps, across marriage statistics, et cetera, they're the worst performing race of female. Just let's keep it all the way 1,000. High divorce rates, low marriage rates. Low approval ratings on dating apps. This is all fact. This is not me talking shit. So if you say anything about them, they're immediately defensive and triggered. But if I was to do it, you know, we've made fun of Becky's all the time on this pod. They don't give a fuck, though. Cause they're
nobody
not
cares about that.
Nobody cares, bro. It's only if you make jokes on black women that they sit there and cry. But and they're going to, like, pinpoint that one little thing, and you're a colorist, you hate black women. No, we don't. We roast everybody equally. It's just that y'all want to go ahead and pick juice when we roast you. And make it try to, you know, switch the narrative and say that we're racist. No, we're not racist. We make fun of everybody.
Instead of looking in the mirror like, well, damn, what do I need to change? It's just like, nah, fuck these niggas. Like, what the fuck?
Facts, bro. There's a serious accountability issues.
Hey, but nah, I ain't want to take too much time, man. Shout out Fab and Fit, man. Day one supporter, man.
Hey, thank
Fab
you, bro.
And Fit.
Fuck Fab and Fit.
Fuck Fab and Fit,
fuck
right,
Fab
man.
And
Fit
it,
man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. So, yo, guys, do me a quick favor before we answer the next call. There's 3.5K of you guys watching us right now on YouTube. Do me a favor, bro. We only got 1.5K likes. We've been getting a lot of hate, man. Only thing I ask is that you guys like the video, get the engagement up. Get us to 3,000 likes, guys. Anytime we do these call-in shows, if you guys get us up to around
90 to almost 100% engagement, and it really, really helps with the algorithm.
Yep.
Like the video for us, guys, because right now we're getting a lot of heat. They're trying to suppress our videos on YouTube. They're trying to cancel us. There's petitions out there. So if y'all really rock with us, like the video. You don't have to donate, man. You know, obviously donating is your choice, and we appreciate it. But if bare minimum, guys, please like the video. That's all I ask.
Yep.
Because they're trying to cancel us. And if you're watching us on Twitch, open up another tab, type in Fresh and Fit. You're going to see our video come right up at the top. Call-in show. Hit that like button, and let's hit the next caller.
All right, 4347, Age of Fit.
What up, Age of Fit? Age of Fit going once.
Hello?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up, man?
Welcome to the show.
All right, nigga, I came here to talk shit, bro. First of all, nigga, let's talk about Coyle Ray. Garbage. She's dog shit. She should never be put in any list of any rapper or female. She's not top 10, not top 50, not top 100. She's ass. Back on Asian Doll. How the fuck do you have Asian Doll in your name and you claiming that you're defending black people? Who the fuck? Nigga, your name is Asian Doll. There's not one piece, one shred of Asian in you. That's sick. And she's ass. She's an industry come bucket. She's an industry come basket. Come Lord. Come Guzzler. Everything. She's weak as hell and she tries. Now, we finna hop on the rappers. Rappers, nigga, them the worst. I can't even. How the fuck are you going to defend your black queens, but they dog them out every day? The same black queens are the one looking retarded in their music video, shaking cheeks. Nothing but cheeks. Those are the. Nigga, they're defending straight Shaniquas and Sharkeishas and everything. Weak ass niggas, but them niggas put out their capes as soon as they saw that video, bro. Dude, not our black queens, bro. You can't do that to us. What the fuck, man? Mad as hell. And then they go home. If Joe Budden, please don't let me get started on Joe Budden. He be stroke off his dog. He be licking his dog balls and shit. And he be beating the same black queen behind closed doors. Now he want to put on a little superhero cape. That nigga felt real popular with that fucking, with that post. But he went on top of a building throwing his super suit and shit. Like, dude, I'm going to get all the black supporters for off this shit, man. They're going to forget about all that shit. Fuck no. He beat women behind closed doors. And his podcast is ass, weak as hell, weak soft. Shit is trash. Now, bro, don't get me started on Ape and Beast, bro. Ape and Beast are the worst, bummiest niggas on earth. He got no drip, zero. Every interview that nigga been in, he got no drip. Clothes weak as hell is trash. And please, and they talk about you guys don't get no bitches. Look what one of them is married to, a walrus, nigga. That's not even it. Fuck all the haters, nigga. Fuck Shade Room. It's like 30 people that verified it in music week. The little thought that hit you up on Instagram fucking shit. I came here to talk shit. She weak as hell. But besides that, bro, I fuck on it. Number one, nigga.
God damn.
We can't be stopped.
Yeah, with the ether.
Yo, I'm glad he was on. Yo, god damn.
Nigga, you make thunders or you're a roaster? Because that shit was fuego. What the?
Bro, I'm everything. It's funny because I got a question for Chris on graphic designer real quick.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, what's going down over
here? Question is like, how did you set up like your portfolio to begin screens? And like, how does it like work? How did you get your clients back then?
Oh, how do you have a client?
Upwork and
As a graphic designer.
Yeah, just go to Upwork. Get as much clients as you can. Start low. Build relationships with your clients. Phone numbers. Produce fast work because clients want things fast. And once you do that, then clients will definitely help you out.
Okay.
It's not how good you are. It's your personality. So work on your personality, your delivery. Don't confuse clients, because if you confuse clients, they don't want to work with you anymore. So make sure that anytime you're presenting any artwork or giving them any like your sort of help, make things nice and easy for them.
And nigga, you owe me three thumbnails, nigga. You owe me three.
For me?
No, I mean,
I'm sorry, bro. Hey, I've been busy, bro. I've been dog. The haters is pissing me off this entire weekend, bro. I'm sorry. Bro, I've been such in distraught, especially Asian dogs. The hypocrisy, bro. They pulled up an old ass fucking clip of the podcast while she has old tweets of being blatantly colorist. Blatant. That shit makes no sense to me, bro. But besides that, man, we number one. We can't be stopped. We still growing in subs. The monkey strokers in the back are still hating because they can't get to work.
Somebody put a link to the tweet. Somebody got it?
No? All right. So nobody got it. All right.
We lit, bro. We lit.
Yeah, we definitely lit.
Oh, no. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Huh?
Chris,
bro, please tag Shane Room. Let them see that shit. Please tag Shane Room in all those tweets. Let's see what the matriarchy got to say in the comments. I would love to see
that. You know what? Fuck it. Let's show this goddamn tweet. This is important shit. Just so y'all know that Agent Captain here, he's telling the truth. Let's pull this bad boy up. He's going to send it to Chris right now in Telegram. Yeah. Chris, let's get that bad boy up, and then we'll move on to the next caller. Yo, Agent Fit, bro.
I put one in chat.
Yeah. So we'll show you guys real quick. Just so you guys know the hypocrisy of the crazy, clown world that we're in right now. So she goes on our show and says, I defended a black woman. This is one of her tweets right here. Can we enlarge that, Chris?
No.
So that people could show it?
This one was different. This is like...
Oh, okay. This is her making fun of a fat girl. Okay, this was recently. I don't even like Asia doll, and no, she should have been treated with respect.
And the fat girl defended her.
Yeah. And she goes, shut your fat ass up, which is hilarious, by the way. And then what's the other one that she made fun of? She made a tweet also like insulting like darker skinned women.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody has that joint, but whatever.
She called them. I'll send it to your DM on God. She called them African bitches on God.
Oh, hey, what?
I'll send it to you. I got one tweet. She called them the dark skinned women. No one wants no African ass bitch. Quote word for word is what she said. I'll send it to you on God.
Oh shit!
Let's see what they got to say about them, bro.
Damn.
Yes,
okay.
We got her. We got her in 4K. It's over with.
Yeah, bro. It's just that's the hypocrisy that we're in, bro.
Thanks for having me on, man. All right,
bro.
All
right,
bro.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, let's read the chat. We got a lot of chats.
Yeah.
Damn. As well.
Who's up next?
David K. I think we did that one already, Chris.
Okay. We have, let's read 29.
Cape Crusader. 29, okay.
Well, we'll get the people that came in before. Cape Crusader, you guys should be very careful with your future guests because a lot of them are going to be plotting on y'all and try to punk you guys live. So just be careful, tighten up security. That's very true. Got a lie detector test. It'll be so funny and a great addition. Get a lie detector test. We do have one, guys, actually. Big Manifestor, $10. FNF, the best podcast in the world. We appreciate the culture y'all have created. We're improving every day. Facts. You guys are better than them. Yep. $20. Joe Budden, you were looking dog balls. We'd like a word with you, sir. And that's from PETA Official.
PETA
Official. Chris, can you let me call in? And he gives the number. Cool. We got you. $20. Black Bruce Lee. Hey, fellas. First time calling in. Got your number. Okay.
Cool.
$5. She's So Icy TV. Shout out to her.
You
know what's crazy? I was politically wrong talking about history, but now people want to send death threats to my son. What should I do, Myron? Oh, shit.
Damn.
Icy, hit me up on Instagram on the side. Hit me up on the side.
That's crazy.
Hit up Chris, and then we'll get in contact. And then $10 from King Life. Asia doll is not Asia, but her hair is, though. This guy. Ken M., you guys have mentioned branching out in L.A. What kind of barriers are you guys expecting to face if you guys do? It's a different jungle over here. Yeah, I know a lot of social justice warriors out there, bro.
I just got it from Marcus.
You just got it from Marcus? All right. He's going to send it to Chris, and we'll pull it up for you guys. Ken M., just to show you guys the hypocrisy, you guys have mentioned branching out. Oh, no, read that one. $10, Cage Jackson. Crazy how they try to cancel you guys, and you gain even more subscribers. Big Mo Laugh is infectious. City Boys, we up. Yeah, man, he's dying in the back, bro.
Bro, I was done.
Yo, man, I fell out of my chair. Waterboy, yo, Fresh and Fit, love what y'all doing. I've called in. My last number is 0500. Okay. Broke Black Lemur, age 15. Someday I'm going to own a Ferrari. Age 20, maybe I'll get a BMW someday. Age 25, I hope someone in a Mercedes hits me in a crosswalk. Okay. All right. $50, Myron, you need to a 10-gallon cowboy hat for the amount of cap these 3 or 4s be dripping. P.S. That weird ninja R. Kelly is disowned from the Kelly family. Okay, Kelly. The Don. $5. $50. I fuck with y'all, so I'm just donating. Thank you so much, man. And then, Denya, net going crazy yet again. Out of contact, stay up, bro. Yeah, man, they're going to keep hating. All right, let's hit the phone lines.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, you want to pull this up?
Yeah.
If Chris has it up, let's pull it up real quick, and then we're going to hit the phone lines. And guys, do me a favor real quick while we pull this bad boy up and show you guys the hypocrisy of the crazy world that we're in. Like the video, because we're in a fucking clown world, okay? Like the video. Like the video. Okay. Chris pulling this bad boy up right now, just to show y'all real fast. Shade Room ain't going to show y'all this, though. Of course not. Let's see here. See, it's a difference between brown skin and dark skin. Brown skin girls
pretty. Don't nobody want no African dark skinned bitch.
Oh shit!
Hold on,
oh,
we got
shit.
Three more. Three more too.
Oh, you have more?
Yeah, yeah, you got more. Shout out to Jose. I won't say your full name. Thanks, Jose. And Marcus.
Oh.
Yeah, niggas say, oh, you want receipts? There you go. Bam. There's more. Yeah, there's more.
Oh, wow.
Crazy, man. Who was the racist one now?
What's this one? A dark skin equal. Oh! What? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Yo.
What the fuck?
Jose came with the...
Shout out to the Fresh and Fit fam, bro.
Damn.
Yo! And here's the difference. She's a musician. She ain't like a comedy podcast like we are, that where we, like, you know, we say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious when we say it, we're just kidding around and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. We make fun of everybody. She's a musician, bro. That's her fan base. You know, the same girl that are in my DMs talking shit about, you're such a fucking colorist, blah, blah, blah. They're her supporters. Yo.
Crispy.
What? Crispy, High Life Pimp, Durst. Yo. What the fuck?
That's wild.
All right, guys.
Oh,
how
the tables have turned.
We have a show with girls soon, so let's pump these out.
Okay.
Yo.
All right.
Yo, Shade Room, you ain't going to show that, are you, though? You ain't going to show that shit, are you?
Amen.
You going to take her side and say she defending the black women and all this other shit. You going to take our clips out of context and make us look crazy. Joe Budden, you ain't going to post that, are you?
Wait.
Y'all going to sit here and put the capes on for someone that
Should
doesn't even...
Should we post it on a Professor Fit podcast story?
No.
Instagram?
No, it'd be good.
Nah.
896, let's go.
Okay.
We got the receipts, though.
We have a lot of callers, guys. All
right, let's hit it. 4,000 live viewers, guys. Do me a favor, like the video,
like
please.
Video, man.
Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, bro. You're live on air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Hey, hi.
How are you?
I'm on air at Fresh and Fit right now.
Yeah, you're on air, man. You're live
right
with
now.
Everybody. Go ahead and ask your question.
Live right now.
Or comment.
All right. I just wanted to call in because I just wanted to say y'all are some fucking misogynists, number one. Number two, like, y'all attacking motherfucking races and shit. Y'all some fucking hoes. Like, y'all bums. Like, y'all probably don't get no bitches. And that's that. Like, period.
Quick question. Do you know what misogyny means?
Hatred of men, pretty much.
It's actually the hatred and contempt
women.
Of women. Okay.
Women, yeah.
You were almost there. So, question. How are we – you said that we're bums, and what else did you claim? That we're bums, we're misogynists, we're racist?
We don't get girls.
We don't get girls. Okay.
Y'all are
so,
colorists also. Y'all colorists too.
Okay. Can you explain to me how we are
– Y'all are trash. Your podcast is trash. Y'all
okay. Can you tell us how?
That's why y'all got donators. Y'all trash.
Okay. Can you? We're giving you the platform to tell us how we are trash. Please tell us. Go ahead.
Is this Fresh and Fit, bitch, and I'm the chef. Ooh, you fat people, fam, you get me. Hey!
You live.
Shakira. The whole time.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, we the best ones on here.
Yeah, I was like in my head, like, wait.
She told
guys,
us.
She told us. Yo, that's our girl, Shakira, the director, man. Fuck you, Shakira.
Listen, man.
She texted me, so like, she just wants to troll.
Support Shakira, man.
Yo, go support Shakira.
She began
guys.
a lot of flack for this.
She has.
She has nothing to do with our comments, man. So support Shakira, man.
Yeah. Guys, just so y'all know, she actually is responsible for bringing a lot of girls on the show for us, man. She's a part of the team. Shout out to Shakira, the director. We love you, Shakira. I fucking hate you, bro. I'm going to fucking put you in a headlock when I see you. All right?
That's good.
Yeah, she got me. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm waiting for this. God damn it. All right. Shakira, we hate you. You coming through tonight?
Have a good show, guys.
Are you coming through tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to come through.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, we'll see you tonight then. Fuck you, bro. All
right. See you guys later. All right.
Later.
Oh, man. She got us, bro.
Yes,
she got us. All right. Who's up next?
Let's go with, let's see.
Now, we need some haters to call in, though. For
damn it. I was ready.
Yeah.
I was rock solid. I was like, yeah, let's do this.
You don't get no bitches. I guess not.
We really don't, though.
No, we don't.
Fake alphas.
Yeah, we're lames.
Fake bums. Alphas. We just started getting girls.
Yeah, man.
Which we've never denied.
We can't afford to buy food either.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. Bums.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next?
Let's go with, 1 second.
We've said it many times. We're late bloomers and we figured the shit out later.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know why everyone's like, yeah, I didn't get no bitches
bro,
before.
I am definitely not off. All
right. 5251. And guys, we have to push these calls.
Oh yeah. Cause we got,
right, let's go.
Yo,
Yo, what up, man? Welcome to Pressure Podcast.
Whoa, I actually got in, Matt. But what's up, Myron and Fresh?
What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
You know, I'm 24. I've actually learned like a lot from y'all the past year, because I actually found out about y'all through like an old thing y'all used to do. Well, just Myron. It was called like the Seven.
Oh yeah,
if you remember that.
Up on the panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I first heard of you, and then I started to watch you more and more through that time. And y'all taught me a lot, because I was going through a lot of like my own personal trauma, because, you know, I am 24 now, but I had like kids young, like I have two kids now. But I actually took a lot of y'all's advice and started focusing on like, you know, money and stuff like that. I'm a truck driver now, and I'm doing a lot better.
Okay.
You know, y'all definitely opened my eyes a lot, because I already know, like, I'm pretty much, like, I have to pretty much shut it down for the next 10 years and just focus on building, because, you know, like, you really hit me when you started talking about, like, fitness, because, you know, I was like, damn, I'm a fat fuck. I need to, because, like, right now I'm, like, 220, and, you know, I was even bigger before, but I had lost some weight, but I still got to, like, keep working on that, because, you know, I always thought that, you know, I should pick a struggle. Like, my struggle is having kids young, so, you know, I can't, you know, be fat too, right?
2 of 24, bro? Yeah. That's tough.
Hey, man, well, yo.
Yeah,
keep grinding, bro, and, you know, keep doing your thing. And, you know, you obviously, with a truck driver, that's a fantastic career, job security. And, you know, you could make six figures a year doing that, man. So take care of yourself and your family and keep self-improving, my friend, okay?
Hell yeah. My dad's a truck driver. You know, he's the one I'm learning from. He's going to help me so I can reach that six figures, because he does that too. He's pulling in like 200K plus doing it. So
awesome, man.
You're
awesome.
Teach me the ropes.
Grind, my friend.
I'm glad
you grind and
you
keep focused.
Us. Yeah.
And I'm glad that we're able to help improve your life, bro. And these calls are really important, because I think guys need to see, you know, that there's definitely a positive, you know, byproduct of the content that we produce. So thank you so much for that, man. We got a bunch of people on the lines, though. I'm trying to get them on.
I love y'all, man.
Thank you so much, bro.
All right, bro.
And, yo, guys, do me a quick favor. We got 3.8K you guys watching, and we only got, let's see here, we only got 2.4K likes. Guys, 3,500 likes at least, man. All right? Get us to 3,500 likes at least. We got some of the girls rolling in, so we'll go a little bit longer, and then we'll get the second show going. Go ahead, caller.
1 second. Make sure we got the super chats first.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go with 3390.
3390, welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. You're live. Let's go.
Yo, hello.
Yo.
Yo, okay. I'm going to get a little emotional here, but Myron, Fresh, Chris, you guys have literally, like, helped my life so, so much. I really, really appreciate everything you've done. I discovered you guys last year around May, and when you guys red-pilled me, I watched one of your shows, The Girls. And it all just shot at me all at once. I was in the shower just so angry. And then I just started putting my life together even more. I discovered a backbone. I just completely evolved. And it's all thanks to you guys. I watch you guys so much. And you guys, like, the guests you bring on, the wisdom, the inspiration, it's incredible. I you can't find a podcast like this at all. On behalf of, like, all men, I sincerely thank you guys so, so much. Thank you.
We got you, man.
Damn,
fam.
That was deep.
That's heartfelt.
Yo,
yeah.
Wow. Bro, it's calls like that, man, and DMs of guys telling me that we really, like, changed their life, that, like, help us keep pushing, bro. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all, man.
It's not easy.
The hate messages, yo, I got a couple of death threats this week. You know, people fucking messaging me, texting me. Someone leaked my phone number and saying, oh, we know where you live and all this extra shit. And, yo, you know, we go through a lot behind the scenes. And for, you know, us to get a heartfelt message from someone like that,
means a lot.
Really, it makes it all worth it, bro. It really does make it all worth it, you know, man, I'm kind of at a loss for words.
Yeah.
I can see that we've definitely helped you. And really, that's why we do this, man. Like, you know, you guys don't have to donate a fucking single dollar. Just watch the video, like the video.
Learn from it.
So that we can reach out to someone else, bro, because I guarantee for your story that you just told us now, there's probably 10 other guys that need to hear this too.
Yeah.
So, and this is why, like, I take such great pride in what we do. That's why I've worked so hard on getting the equipment, making sure the sound is always good, investing right back into it, because I want to make sure that this message gets heard. We get pushed in the algorithm. Other people can find us. And despite people making hit pieces on us, 40-plus YouTube channels now, man, have talked shit about us, made terrible videos lying on our names and everything else like that. Stuff like this overrides all that bullshit, bro. The death threats, the fucking messages talking shit, the fucking, you know, the social justice warriors coming at us, whatever. That's all overridden by people like you, bro. So thank you so much. People like you are what motivate us to keep going. Just like you need us, we need you too. So thank you.
And without you, bro, we wouldn't be here. So shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys so much. You guys have impacted my life immensely, and please keep going. You guys, like, oh my God, everything about my life has changed because of you guys, and I appreciate it dearly. That Brandon Carter one that you guys had on recently, oh my God, it was impactful as hell. Oh my God, like I wrote down the chart, I followed along and everything, and like, you know, I was just stretching out my life, thinking what I had to do. My name's Tom, by the way. Just to give you all that. But
shout out to Tom, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom. Tom, I'm going to give you a Don DeMarco, bro. Thank you so much for calling into the show, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You guys kill it, man. I'll let you guys go now. But, yeah, just keep striving, guys. Like, oh, my God. Just I love all of you so much.
All right. Thank you,
bro.
Shout out to you,
Damn,
Tom.
That means a lot.
Damn.
All right.
That's love, man. That's love.
Got me choked up a little bit. God, man.
Let's go with 0500.
Hello.
Yep. Hey, man, welcome to the show.
So,
man.
Yo, Fresh Fred, I'm 20 years old. I'm currently in college right now, and I was just looking for some advice. Right now, I'm trying to get all of my college paid for, so that way I can work full-time and go to school. And then my question would be, as far as, like, obtaining money, I plan on obtaining money, investing it, and then making money with that money. But as far as a college major, what major should I pursue? Because I'm not sure what I want to do in life, but for right now, I know I want to get the money and then build businesses on things that I like to do. Then, like 10 to 5 years from now,
you got a lot of options, bro. I mean, asking us what you should do isn't the best option because we're not you. But if you want to make money, just strictly money, there's careers where you can do it in tech. Like computer science is a good one. You also got like what's the other career?
Anything in STEM is going to do is going to treat you very well, bro. Science, technology, engineering, or math.
Yeah,
I don't know if you like any of those things, but if you're only concerned with like money, like those are, you know, fantastic careers to get into. And I know you want to start a business. What you could do is you could get that degree, you know what I'm saying, that's going to earn you quite a bit of money. Take that earned income from that career, invest it into a business, and then you can segue yourself out, kind of like I did with the government.
Yeah.
But obviously I didn't have a plan to leave the government, but it ended up working out that way because I was able to take that money from the G and invest it into a side endeavor.
Yeah, but if your goal is only money, bro, you don't need to go to school, per se. I mean, if you want to, you can, but if your goal is just money, bro, there's things online you can do from right now that will help you, or just do both. Go to school, but at the same time, work on a side business that can help you make money right now.
And honestly, bro, you know what you could do? Open up another tab on YouTube. Type in Fresh and Fit Andrew Tate. Click that Hustlers University link, okay?
Yeah.
And they have like a really good – it's only $50 a month. They have like a really good thing where they talk about making money in the digital media era, digital age. You know, go through that. If you still feel like, you know, I want to go to school, that's fine. My only thing is I'm not against college. I'm against guys picking up a lot of debt from college for stupid, meaningless degrees, okay? So
yeah, no, I'm in college because I'm playing football, so I didn't want to just hop out of college and, like, let everything I had go.
You go to school for free?
No. I go to school for – I got half scholarship.
Okay. Yeah, bro. Just try to mitigate any type of debt that you're going to come out of school with, and just make sure you major in something that's going to get you a career. Anything in STEM is going to do well. Anything in the medical field is going to do you well. I mean, hell, if you want to – one of the glitches is you can – nursing for men. If you're a nurse as a guy, it's guaranteed job security. Because they need men. And then on top of that, with all the pandemic stuff going on, nurses are in high demand. You can easily turn into a travel nurse and make quite a bit of money doing that, too. You're going to make six figures.
Or get a business degree because it's very vague.
Yeah.
You're going in the direction.
But but that's what it is, man. Cool?
Yep. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
And, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Podcast.
Thank you so much, man. This is what this is about, bro. These are my favorite shows.
Yeah,
like, we're all talking to y'all, hearing y'all voices, giving you guys real-time advice.
Ain't nobody else doing this goddamn shit. They're out here doing scripted videos bullshitting y'all, man. We out here talking to y'all live,
yo,
answering your guys'
this
questions.
This is a special show because we got a GoBass community. We got great content. We got special guests on the show as well. And we give you guys game every single day pretty much. And, guys, real talk, man, if I had this when I was younger, I'd be way more successful. So imagine you guys that are hearing this for the first time. You're young guys out here, man. You're going to kill it. So
yo,
shout out to y'all.
Guys, real talk, people hate us so much because they can't replicate what we do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They can't bring the guests. They can't bring this quality of production. They can't bring this knowledge, right? Because me and Fresh are not YouTubers. We came into this from other lives. You know, as you guys know, I used to work in federal law enforcement. He came from the tech world. So we combined and we're giving y'all sauce because we were doing this for years before we got into the YouTube thing. And we're new to this and we've made mistakes for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we've done some experiments that fucked up or whatever. But one thing you can't fake is authenticity. And we've told you guys a million times. I don't know where all these like fake alpha videos come from because we said it. We were nerds. I told you I played video games for money back in the day. He played Smash Bros. We told you guys we were addicted to video games. I told you guys about how I was a late bloomer. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18. So I don't know where all this bullshit is coming from. Like, oh, you guys are fake albums. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, we've always said we were not naturals and we had to figure this shit out,
yep.
Which is why so many guys resonate with us because we were there, you know? And I've always said it too. Like, you don't want to learn from a fucking natural. You need to learn from someone that learned from the ground up. And that's what we do.
All right.
So, yeah.
We have
and I still play Smash too.
Yeah, still play.
Did we have 10 more callers. 13 was 13.53.
All right, let's do it. What's our caller?
Jason? 13.53.
The one's going twice.
All right.
Sold to the streets.
Let's see. 6.9. All right, let's go with 3.3.8.5.
3.3.8.5, okay. And yo, guys, do me a favor. Like the video. There's over 4,000 of you guys in here right now. If you're watching us on Twitch, open up a tab, type in Fresh the Fit, and it's going to be call-in show because we only got 2.7K likes, guys, and there's almost 4,000 of you guys in here.
And share it to a friend or somebody that needs to hear this.
Yeah, bro, real talk. Okay, go ahead, man. Caller.
Yo, Mark, what's up, Fresh the Fit?
What's up, man?
Yo, I just want to say, man, like, real talk, man, just keep doing what y'all doing, man. Hey, yo, Mark, yo, for real? Who in the hell calls you an Uber driver, yo? You got to find these niggas, man. That's foul, yo. That's some cold-ass shit right there.
Bro. That's not good, bro. They're going to talk shit, bro. We get a lot of hate. I was laughing at that shit.
That's foul. Yo, and speaking of nurses, man, yo, that's what I'm studying, like, real talk. So it's like my family convinced me to do it. I mean, I was in law enforcement, too. I was a CEO. I was in the tactical squad and all that stuff, handling riots. And, you know, I just made the move over to meds. And shout out to my boy Big Mo. What's up, boy? It's Cam.
I was like, yo, I was just saying in the chat, I'm like, yo, that sounded like Cam. I'm like, yo,
yo,
my boy Cam was good, man.
Yeah. I was studying. So I was all like, wait, hold up. Mo must be at work. So I was like, yo, let me call on y'all, man.
That's a great career field, man. And you got an advantage because, I mean, I don't suggest you have sexual girls that you work with, but if you're a traveling nurse, if you're a traveling nurse, you could do it potentially. Just make sure you smash like a week or two before you go.
And I want to get this one thing out, yo, Cam. You telling me Blase Blue is better than Guilty Gear? What?
Blaze Blue?
What? Blase Blue?
Nah. You said Blase Blue, my nigga. It's not better than Guilty Gear. Like you bugging.
What?
I was about to say.
All right, Colin.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I appreciate it, y'all, Mike. And Chris, stop eating that peanut butter, man, for real.
Peanut butter, Chris.
I'm not frustrated talking.
Hey, nigga, I'm way better now.
No, you're not. All right, 6837.
All right, go ahead, bro. You're live on air. Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
What it do, baby?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yo, got you. What's your question or comment?
So I'm a big fan of the show. I just wanted to – so there's one thing I disagree about I want to get your thoughts on. You guys often talk about what high-value men are, what high-value women are. And the way I see it is basically we're biologically wired and whatever through evolution to look for women, to look for a good father/husband, leader. And for us to look for a good mother/wife. So the one thing that I don't understand is that often it seems like you guys are implying that what are obviously like really low value traits are still attractive to women. For example, like I think it was last night's show with the guns, like a murderer, like they'd be turned on by a murderer or someone violent or just like thug behavior in general. Like, I don't know, if someone called your girl a hoe and you just jump on them like an animal, when I feel like a super low intelligence, that's super like the super low value. And I don't know.
Okay.
My suggestion, I guess, is wouldn't you want, I mean, you do have a diverse panel of girls, but maybe increase the ratio of girls that would be repulsed by this sort of behavior, because it's like throughout history that would have been considered very low value.
Okay, so, all right, I'll answer this quick. I got this one. So basically, bro, it's not the murder and the violence that the women are actually like aroused by, the actual act of it.
Bad boy.
If you peel it back a layer, the reason why the women are attracted to it is because women are attracted to a man capable of said violence. If he's capable of said violence, he can protect her and, more importantly, her children. So that's why women are turned on by the bad boy or guys that are like, you know, able to that are capable of violence and hurting other people, because it, in a way, in her subconscious, she knows that this man is capable of protecting her and her seed. Cool.
It's not like we want it to be that way. That's just how it is, bro. So we're just pointing out, hey, this is the truth. We might not like it as guys, but it's what girls
the
like.
The issue is that he's stuck on the murder part, which is like a crime, of course. That's terrible.
Yeah,
I agree.
Criminals.
Yeah, that's
like
that's criminal.
Like rappers who did crimes, like what?
Again, bro, listen. You got to peel it back a layer and look at the root.
Yeah.
The root is, it's not the murder that turns her on. It's the capability of violence against another individual that turns them on. Do you see the difference here?
A masculine man.
So wouldn't military men be the ideal?
Potentially.
Like
there's
a
reason
military
why
man?
Like
in uniform, yeah. That's normal.
Yeah, I just feel like when you look at a rapper and maybe there's a bunch of drugs, and like you couldn't possibly choose him to be the father of your children. That's why we have so many single moms, is because they got a mental disorder where they're not able to recognize what's high value. And they pick something that's going to fuck over their children.
You're worried about the semantics.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the bottom line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear you.
It's a means to an end. You understand? It still establishes the man is capable of violence, whether the man's in the military, right, and kills people in war, or the man is a drug dealer shooting ops, or he's a rapper, you know, shooting at ops, whatever. It still gets you to the bottom line, which is what? Women want a man that's capable of violence. You understand? You're too concerned with the means and not the end product. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay. All right, well, one last sentence. Could you really drill into these girls that – the ones that are, like, OnlyFans or, like, I maybe don't want to be rude. Maybe don't want to upset them. But throughout history, since the beginning of time, if you were a prostitute or whatever it is, something like that, you sell your sexual services or whatever, you are the lowest of value of women. That is the definition of the lowest value. So it's weird that they have all these, like, you know, they want really high value men they're describing, but they are literally bottom of the rung. Like, they're equivalent to a guy who can't produce any income and is ugly as fuck. So, in terms
yeah,
of,
my friend, watch our podcast. Why women think that way, my friend?
Yeah, we got
that. That's a systemic problem in the West in general.
All right, caller. Thank you,
all
man.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
493.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Peace. Good question.
4930. Like Bruce Lee.
Go ahead.
Fellas, can you hear me?
Got you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Oh man. I'm finally on phone with you guys, man. Long time listener, man. I love your show. Been watching since damn near the beginning, man. So I'm gonna make it quick. All right. So you know, the whole thing I find funny about this, man, the whole like this controversy, whatever bullshit they call it now, is that I had an argument with somebody this today. I said, can anybody name one person in your life that's never said anything derogatory, racist, sexist, or just downright like downright rude? You can't. Everybody at least said something or done something that's like you could be considered colorist or racist or something. So all these people coming at you are full of shit, man. That plain and simple. That's why I'm laughing at this. I'm like, why are everybody coming at you guys right now? It doesn't make any fucking sense, man. I still don't get it.
Well, I mean, I've always said it. You know, we said it on our thing where we, you know, basically showed the entire clip and not just what Shade Room wanted to show, which was actually edited and didn't show all the swearing in it.
Yeah.
You know, when a lie is more profitable, they're going to run with the lie and not tell the truth. And obviously, a lie is far more profitable. Undoubtedly, now at this point, we're the hottest podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? We've went viral on Shade Room several times. We went viral on
World Star,
you know, and here's the crazy part. We go viral without paying for ads, guys. I need y'all to understand this. Like, we don't pay for ads. We don't do none of that shit.
Yep.
We went viral without paying for no promo. And people don't like that, bro. They don't like that because we're popping off and we're saying things that are politically incorrect that challenge the societal norm. We're going against the grain and saying what the fuck we want. We don't really care about backlash from any community, whether it's the Hispanic community, the Black community, white community, whatever. We roast everyone equally. So, and the thing is that when you do that, you make people uncomfortable, bro. We live in a world where everything's got to be politically correct, and we don't operate like that. So that's why there's such a shock value.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. One last thing, too, man. So, Modern Fresh, when I knew you guys have something, man, you guys have something like this. I'm telling you, man, you guys are going to be – I mean, by this time next year, I mean, think about it. You guys made this much growth this fast. You guys are going to be huge, man. With all this bullshit going on, the weather's going to pass. This reminds me a lot of, I don't know if you guys, I know you guys are familiar with Patrice O'Neal, right? But
of course, yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit older. I'm like 30, I'm 37. So mm-hmm. I think I'm a little bit older than you guys, but the same feeling you guys are giving a lot of these young guys out here, and even me, like inspiration and stuff like that. I got, when I listened to the Black Phillip show, it was a lot of truths that like, I found out like, wow, man, I was having so many problems with girls when I was younger. I was like you guys, I was kind of like a nerd, kind of shy. And I'm like, damn, man, having all these problems. And then I listened to Patrice, and a lot of shit that you guys said, he said back in the day. I mean, this is like early 2000s, man. He was saying the same shit. And then I put two and two together, man, and it's crazy. It's crazy, man. So, hey, keep doing your thing. I'm going to let you guys rock, man. A long-time supporter, I'm still rock with you guys.
No, thank you, bro. I appreciate it greatly, man. Yeah, you know, shout out to Patrice O'Neal. You know, he did it in a better era because in the early 2000s, cancel culture wasn't the way it is now.
Yep.
Now it's like
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, if y'all don't believe me, like, Eminem would never survive in today's era.
Facts.
But he blew up in the late 90s and early 2000s. All right, who's up next?
Okay, 358.
358. Yo, and also, guys, do us a quick favor. Like the video. We are at almost 4,000 y'all in here, and we're still at what? How many?
2.9K likes.
2.9K. Guys, get us to at least 3,500. All right. Go ahead. Hit the we are going viral every other week. Shout out to Wolf. He acknowledged that. Yeah, go ahead, bro. What's up?
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, yep. Whatever. Advertising, bro.
Yeah,
we got you.
Guys, hey,
yes, sir?
Man. All right. So first up, just, you know, shout out to the show. I definitely appreciate it. My name is Jarl. I'm from Dallas, Texas, but I'm in the military, so I'm leaving out. I'm doing this currency stuff for a minute. I kind of got put onto Q Bank a couple years ago. So I'm averaging like 8-9K a day, like off of the trading stuff. And then on the crypto side, I kind of got put on, kind of got in this whole Shiba Inu way. So long story short, everything you've been saying has been a move. So I got into a whole situation where like with my girl, long story short, shawty like was going back and forth, like where I'm from, like a lot of people, they be in the streets. I ain't really in the streets. I'd rather stay in the computer. And I try to tell my folks, like, hey, bro, you feel me? Like, if you figure out this crypto stuff, it's cheaper than trying to be in the streets. It's cheaper than being in the hood. People don't realize it's expensive being a thug. So, like, people don't understand that. So, long story short, my girl left me October, November type shit. So, fast forward, I done put like $400 that she be into on her phone. We get into an argument, Shardy takes the phone, but it was all locked up, and I guess, like, the little crypto.com stuff. I'm still new to it, but that's why I kind of got hit to the trading stuff. So now I finally got the account. Now I'm pretty much dealing with Moneybag Joe trying to figure out how this stuff going to blow. But I'm trying to figure out, so when I move forward, I've been watching y'all shows. I'm in y'all courses. I'm also on this Kevin Samuels stuff. I got hit to, what's his name? Saint the Center. I got hit on to him. So I'm really just trying to figure out, like, where do I go? Like, do I just not tell Shawty, like, what I'm doing? You know, how do you keep it low-key? Like Myron, like, you real low-key. Like, you don't tell people you was a fed unless people ask. You know?
Yeah.
So how do you kind of move with that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was put in a position where I had to bring it out because people were starting to make crazy accusations, which weren't true. So, I mean, honestly, bro, you know what you should do? Tune in on Monday. We got our crypto guy coming in on Monday, Charlie from Cultivate Crypto. We're going to do a whole episode on cryptocurrency, bro. That guy's going to tell you exactly how to move when it comes to cryptocurrency, you know, and how to do it in a way where, you know, you mitigate risk and put yourself in the best position to make the most money. Come on Monday, bro. Money Monday is going to be Charlie from Cultivate Crypto. That is my guy that I personally deal with when it comes to crypto. And, yeah, he helped me 5X my portfolio. And once again, I'm going to show you guys my portfolio, where it started and everything else like that. I'm very transparent with you guys about that. So check us out on Monday, bro. If not, answer your questions, okay?
All right, caller.
Okay. All right. Also, I just wanted to definitely just make sure and say, like, definitely just shout out to y'all. The whole situation with Asian and all that, honestly, it's not even a race thing. It's real of a culture thing. You feel me? Like I realize it's more of a culture thing, and it's sad, but black folks, as soon as we lose the argument, we jump straight to the race thing, and I don't like that, because the people that really be catching these real serious situations don't get the right respect.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hop off.
I got these idiots trying to say that I'm not black, and I'm like, bruh, if it was 1961, I'll be in the color section with all you motherfuckers. Yes, I'm fucking black. My parents are from Africa, bro. The homeland itself. I am the definition of African-American. People are stupid. They do, oh, no, you're an Arab. Arabic is a language. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, bro. Thank you for calling in. Peace.
Thank you.
All right. What's up? What's up, Nick?
3569.
3569. Welcome to the Freshman Podcast.
What's up, guys? Y'all hear me?
What's up, man? Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Fucking love y'all, boys. All right, so I have a question. This is for Myron or both of you guys. I have 15K looking to get a duplex, but right now where I'm at, the market is all-time high.
Where you at?
Any advice on what I should do? Oklahoma.
Well, personally, I predict that the market is going to stay high for at least another year or two. You know, with 15K, bro, I would say you want to get a duplex, bro, and you don't want to put all your money down, or you want to try to get in at a better price, get an FHA loan, my friend.
Yeah.
Get an FHA loan, move into one unit, put down that 3.5% down, get in one, rent out the other, and then, you know, that's called house hacking, and then live in it for a year, make it work for a year, and then move into another property and then rent out that unit that you used to live in, and that's and at least try to break even that first year.
You got to make sure that you qualify with the bank or lender. Once that's great away, then, yeah, go for
it. And you got 15K, so you should be able to do it.
I did it with 12K.
Yeah, 15K won't be enough
Appreciate
for you to put 25%
it.
Down unless you buy a piece of shit, which I don't suggest you do that as your first property.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right for sure. I got it. My second question, though, real quick.
Now, one question, bro, because we're running low on time, bro.
When are you going to open your fitness coaching?
I will make an announcement this month.
I bet. All right, appreciate it. Love you guys.
Cool. Right, thank you, bro. Peace.
All right. 7609.
And yo, guys, like the video while we wait for the next person to get on the line. 4,000 y'all in here.
7609.
And we're only at 2.9K likes. Get us to 3,500, goddammit!
Let's go!
What's up, bro?
Hello?
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, I just like to thank you. You guys really changed my life.
Thank you.
And I'm 19, and, you know, I haven't made the best decisions. I actually found you guys off of TimCast IRL.
Yes, shout out to Tim.
Yeah, and I'd just like to thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And fuck Asian Doll. She's a slut. I just read something on some fucking page that she's with. You know, she's fucking with Jack Boy, but she shot her shot at Antonio Brown. But anyways, I just like to, you know, thank you guys for everything that you're doing. And
nah, bro,
keep up the good work.
Support, man.
Thanks, man.
My man.
Yo.
That came out of nowhere. Like, she's a stupid slut. All right, thanks, bro. Appreciate that. Who's up next?
1 second.
All right. And yo, guys, like the video. Get us up to 4K likes, goddammit. Oh, no. We'll get us to, like, 3.8K likes.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. We're giving y'all the sauce right now. No other podcast goes live and answers questions with callers live, bro, because they don't want to be put in a spot where, like, oh, shit, I don't know what to say. So we do this live, and we give y'all that value live.
Someone said TimCast got swatted?
What?
Yeah, something like that, but don't worry about it. It's not it. It's not working right now.
Okay. All right. Who's up next?
See. I'm trying to find callers. Make sure you're online, because you guys aren't. Okay, let's see. Let's go with 1 second.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it's true.
Yeah, fresh. No,
all right.
One more button.
All right. Who's up next?
Let's go with 5458.
5458. Go ahead.
Yo, Roderick in the building.
Hey, what's
up,
man?
What's up, bro?
Yo.
What's going on with y'all, fam? Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, I ain't going to take up too much of y'all time, bro. I just appreciate what y'all doing, bro. And, you know, shout out to all the mods, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I see y'all be sniping niggas left and right. And, yeah, man, that whole Asian doll thing, I saw that shit, and I was just like, yeah, bro, this is – she's trash, bro. It's crazy.
Hey, making dolls look bad.
Yeah, well, hell no, I ain't claiming that shit. But, man, shout out to everybody, man. Oh, yeah, from the last call, you know, the guys reached out to me, so I did reach out to the few of the people on Instagram and just gave my little 2 cents to help whatever I can do to help. And I also got in with the Brandon Carter thing. I went into the call, Myron, so hopefully I can be a part of the team in the next year or so with the whole fitness thing. So I'm looking to build that up, man. And, yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to everybody. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Rod Eric out.
All right. Thank you so much, Rod.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
Happy New Year, man.
My man.
Happy New Year to you, my man.
All right.
Who's up next?
All right, 8069.
8069, welcome to the Fresh Food Podcast.
Then we got 3-1 callers.
Yo, assalamu alaikum, mandem. Walk one from the UK.
Mandem. Walaikum salam, bro. What's up?
Yo, I'm going to keep this quick. So as someone who don't have Instagram, I had to look towards Twitter to see what all this beef was and just how heated it was. Bro, all these people, all these haters care so much of trying to be relevant, how their opinion is so important. Bro, a woman's nut is more relevant than their opinion, bro. And I don't even give a shit about a woman's nut, bro. So, yeah, bro.
God damn, bro. The fire.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
So, yeah, I was hoping there'd be some haters calling in tonight. But, yeah, hopefully next week or whenever the next call-in show is, I hope all these pussios, they come in next week, they escape their Twitter zone, and they come in next week and get 7 from FNF. But, yeah, much love.
Yeah,
to
no, the haters, bro, the haters ain't going to call in, because here's the thing. This is why I laugh when we were getting all that hate on Instagram from Shade Room, whatever. Those chicks and, you know, those social justice warriors and those dudes caping and the white knights, et cetera, none of those guys watch our podcast. It's blatantly obvious. So, like, they're not even our target demographic. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck what y'all dummies got to say. Like, you know, those are people that are example of the slave mind. These are the people that think men and women are equal. These are the people that are probably broke. These are the people that are fat. These are the people that are out of shape. These are the single moms, et cetera. These are the losers of society, the degenerates,
and also,
that watch that kind of bullshit.
They don't watch our show anyway.
Yeah, so who gives
so
a fuck?
Opinion
suck a dick.
Is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Cancel yourself.
Yeah, because it's funny to me because they're like, oh, y'all are going to get canceled. And I'm like, you must be new here,
stupid.
Because we've been doing this shit for quite a bit of time now. We ain't been canceled. So y'all must have just found out about us. And this is shocking, like I said, guys, because we live in a world nowadays where if men voice their opinions or they say, hey, listen, I don't like fat bitches, oh, my God. Or, hey, you know, I don't prefer black women, oh, my God. Or, hey, I don't really like Asian girls, oh, my God. Like, everyone is fucking shocked because no one is used to men being honest about what they want, what they like, etc. We live in a world where guys lie all the time. Like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely body positivity. I like fat bitches. No, you wouldn't. You know you don't, nigga. You like fat bitches because you can't get no bad bitches. That's why you really like them. You're not doing it by choice. You're doing it by fucking your lack of options. But we're man enough to say that shit and not give a fuck what the society thinks. So
yeah.
Thank you for supporting us. We're going to keep it real. Big man ting, bruv. Thank you so much. Shout out to
the
UK.
From the UK. Yes.
Fuck with a pussy old fam.
Okay.
Niggas a pussy old fam.
Masalama, bruv.
All right, caller.
All right, who's up next?
Salama. Nice, too.
Shout out to the UK, bro. Okay. We got a lot of love from the UK. Canada, UK, Australia,
yeah,
New Zealand.
We need to go to the UK.
Yeah, yeah, we going to go. Don't worry. We going to go to Great Britain.
Great Britain.
2919.
219-2919.
Yes, bruv. I need chicken and, chips and fish.
2919. Hold on, fresh.
I need some Nando's.
I can't hear me.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Caller.
Caller going once.
Going twice.
Hey, Williams, going twice.
Sold.
All right.
To the streets. You should return.
She belongs to the streets.
Let's move on.
Let me find 34-33.
Welcome to Fresh Food Podcast.
Let's
what's
go,
up,
man?
What up with it, y'all? This is Jay Smooth from Mississippi.
Hey, what up,
Jay Smooth?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I just had to chime in to y'all real quick. I got a couple things to get off my chest. But fuck Asian doll. Fuck all them bitches. Because I just want to let y'all know that, but I've been rocking with y'all for a minute. And, bro, that was just some fucking bullshit. And, Byron, I just want to say you smart. I understand, like, you couldn't kick their ass out at that particular time because maybe too many of them inside the room. So I definitely understand that shit.
There was a bunch, but you know, I left, and then by the time I got back, they were already gone.
Yeah. I had a little ready, so
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand. I just wanted to say that, and then also, bro, I kind of got a little complaint I want to kind of throw out there. The show that y'all did Wednesday night, the one with the city girls and the city guys, that was kind of terrible, honestly, because we couldn't really understand, like, what the conversation really was.
Yeah.
So just kind of like, I guess, like, the next time, kind of not, like, really, I guess, like, have a certain
I got you. Fresh apologized about it yesterday, bro.
Yeah.
That will never happen again, so don't worry.
Okay.
I don't know if you missed that episode, but yeah, Fresh apologized for it. That shit will never happen again, guys. We got y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was an experiment that failed. You know, you got to try things out sometimes,
and
it didn't work out, but it won't happen again.
Having an open forum where you can try different things opens up your reach and also where you can go. So it was an experiment. It didn't work out well. I took the blame for that 100%. It's my fault, my bad chat. But, you know, try different things, man. So this is what it is.
All
right.
Oh, it's all cool. I just want to chime in on that. And then one last thing, bro. It's one female, and I've been asking y'all about this for a good little minute. It's one female I want y'all to get on the show, and that's her name is Love Dorsey. Go check her out on Instagram. Yo, she be spinning like real live shit, like real fat.
Yeah.
And she's from Florida.
What's her name, bro?
Oh, you know who she is? Okay.
Yeah, but now with this whole H&O stuff, I don't know, bro.
We'll see. Yeah. But yeah,
honestly,
make a connection.
Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, honestly, how real she is, bro, like, she going to look at this, she going to be like, oh, man, this bullshit, that's how she going to be. Like, I that's how I feel about it, you know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, man, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. I'm going to holler at y'all later.
All right, man. Valid critique and great suggestion. Thank you so much, man. Mm-hmm. All right,
okay.
Who's up next?
And last one is 495.
0495, welcome to Fresh and Podcast.
Let's go.
Fresh and Fit was good, fam.
What up, bro? Welcome to the show, man.
Going on, fellas, man. Look, I just wanted to call in and say, man, fuck cancel culture, first of all, first and foremost, for anything. And I just wanted to be able to make this statement without no animosity, because I feel like this is a conversation that should be able to be had without no real arguments going on. I feel like people aren't really able to articulate the whole situation when it comes to y'all not dealing with certain women and the preferences of it. And on previous podcasts, I've heard y'all, you know, explain why y'all don't mess with black women and the Western culture because of how they raised and things like that. And I know y'all don't feel the need to explain yourself at all times, but at the end of the day, y'all have a voice that is like that is powerful, man. Y'all speak for a lot of black people, whether y'all want to or not. And it's not really like, I know you don't choose to be a leader. Y'all might have set out to be y'all goal, but at the end of the day, it's not something that's chosen. You get what I'm saying? So, like people in the community, just you know, we feel like y'all speak for us a lot of times, man. And when it comes to the whole black women situation, man, look, man, at the end of the day, y'all have a right to like what y'all want to like and preference and everything, but, you know, y'all might not deal with it because y'all reached a certain level in y'all life, and y'all might not feel like, you know, black people are disenfranchised or that it's an imaginary foot on the progress of the black people, but you know, it's the macro and the micro of the situation. Just like in the NFL, you know, they had to make a certain black coaches just to be able to be recognized and things like that, or even be have an interview for a job. You know, that's just the macro of a micro. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know y'all don't, you know, y'all don't really feel it as much as other black people in the world, but, you know, it's like the saying goes, you know, there's a strong, first you need a strong family, then you need a strong community, then you need a strong nation. So, black women just kind of feel like, you know, they need black men in their life to, you know, for us to have a strong community or to a strong house first, and then we could end up having a strong nation. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what the black women have been trying to say, you know, and they just haven't, their emotions get away to be able to speak logically on the situation. You get what I'm saying? So there's no, you know, there's no hard feelings. I understand that y'all have a right to like what you want to like, but
you know, that's just where they're coming from at the end of the day. And I hope y'all can understand that.
I mean, bro, a majority of black women are actually, and black men are actually married to black women. So, like, it's like 90%, some crazy like that. So, it's like, what it comes down to is they're just mad because we got a voice and we said, hey, we don't necessarily, you know, that's not our main preference. Have me and Fresh dated black girls? Yeah. And the other thing, too, is they took that out of context and, you know, it was a satirical piece. We're making jokes. So, they're going to obviously take that and run with it, but they're not going to clip all the other stuff where we made fun of white girls, Asian girls, Latinas, whatever. So, this is like common bullshit with the mainstream media. They're going to pick and choose some and then like kind of try to sensationalize it to get views or whatever. And then we put out the full context of it and then they look stupid. So it is what it is, bro. But
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know y'all tired of talking point, man. I just come from a level, man. Y'all speak for us. Y'all helped me out a lot of my life. EMT, I'm working on being a paramedic, firefighter in the future, man. Y'all helped me out a lot.
Yeah, man, keep grinding and keep doing your thing.
All right, Colin.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Yeah. Peace.
All
right. Super chest?
Yeah, read the chest real quick.
Cool.
All right. Amin, Dinya, net going go crazy again. Out of context, stay up. Thank you.
Cool.
$20 from Jose Thunderdome, Euros. Myron and Fresh have great chemistry and service of the show. Anyone saying otherwise doesn't understand this. I now have take a break, bro, from Myron in my head whenever I want to slack off. Exactly what I needed. This is cool. Okay? $20. Jack Cucky, appreciate everything you guys do in the Manosphere. Was wondering if you guys think it's alpha to have other men sleep with your wife if you're in charge of asking for a friend. No comment, man. I know what you're trying to do with that one, bro.
Bro, you're funny.
Sun Taylor, $20. Yo, turn up DSG if you in here. And here's, you know what? Actually, matter of fact,
it's
no.
Gang.
Fuck it. Let me address that. We're not going to jump on and attack Jack Murphy. We're just not going to do it. And I know a lot of people want us to say son, make a comment on it, whatever. Hey, man, he's human. He made a mistake. It is what it is. We're not going to pile on and attack the guy, bro, like everybody else is trying to do right now. Use his name for clicks and attack him and all. Fuck that shit. Because going through it ourselves, like, nah, bro. Like, it's really not, like, we don't need to insult him to get views, whatever. I know I see a lot of people doing it too. But, hey, man, that, like, so many people are focused on other things instead of themselves, bro. Like, we're not going to sit here and kick Jack Murphy. Like, yo, shout out to him.
Especially,
I wish him the best.
Especially when he's down.
And it's, yeah, we're not going to kick him while he's down. Fuck that shit. That's some sucker shit, man. $20, Sun Taylor. And I wish him the best. Yo, turn up DSG. If you're in here, rep it in the chat. Myron, I was in your Zoom call last year. I asked about buying real estate in Connecticut. I'm officially buying my first multifamily investment, six bedroom, three bath, 24K income. We can make A.
There you go.
Go work, my friend. While they hate, we buy real estate. $20, Daniel N. It looks like the majority of the hot girls follow the hip-hop scene. How would you advise the guys to navigate the dating/party scene if they are not familiar with the hip-hop? Also, is there a networking course coming out? Well, this is why you want to keep the RP awareness to yourself, my friends.
Yeah, I'm actually in the work of making a networking course. You guys have been begging me for it, so might as well.
Francisco Ruiz, $20. Thank you so much.
All right.
$20 from the Ultimate Instigator. Shout out to Fresh Fit for holding frame while getting trolled. This could have easily went left. Yeah, man. $5 from Winter Boy. Thanks for all y'all do. Fresh Fit called in the last number. Oh, got you.
$20.
And then we got Meister. The last caller is why you guys have my respect so much. Screw the haters. People like you and KS are bringing hope and strength back to men. Got y'all. $100 from Jay Castillo. Thank you so much, bro. You guys saved my life. Thank you so much, bro. That's why we do what we do. And, you know, face of all the, you know, criticism. $20 from Ben K. Everyone in the chat, save those tweets of Asian Doll and send a DM to the Shade Room. If enough of us send it, they post it. We're going to have their back like they have ours. Absolutely. But Shade Room will not post it, guys.
Yeah, I doubt.
They won't. Arnold M., $20. Looking for tips for a dude going through divorce with two young kids.
Ooh.
Yo, we have a video on that on Patreon, bro.
Yep.
$20 from Boy No Play. We see the writing on the wall and how society is moving in this crazy direction. Look at history. There are alarming things that are being repeated right now, like deja vu. Myron, how do you ever go back to being free again? Hey, man, you just say what's on your mind. That's how you're free, bro. Resist the slave mind, my friends. Mike, no go zones. I have been noticing a large amount of videos of women proposing to men and the men accepting on my social media feed. Can you think of anything more masculine? This could actually be a segment of your show. Hey, man, marriage rates are plummeting and girls are taking it upon themselves, bro.
They got to.
Sexy Bacon, $30. 1588, what's the number I'd like to talk to the fellas? If not, much love. Y'all keep working hard and putting women in their place. Love y'all. Thank you. And here's the thing, bro. We're not putting women in their place. We're just letting them understand that women don't lead, men do. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they want. Contrary to popular belief, women don't want to lead, man. They'll sit there and lie, I'm a boss bitch and all this other stuff. Nah, bro. They want a boss dude and that they can go ahead and submit to. That's what women really want. Don't follow this bullshit propaganda.
They want a leader.
Yeah, women want a leader, bro. And it's been that way since the beginning of time. There might be some anomalies, weirdos that don't like that shit, but most women want a leader. All right, anything else?
No, be good.
Cool. We caught up. We got some lovely ladies in the studio, and we're going to do a show, guys, here in a little bit. I think we got a special guest. Do you want to make the announcement or
not? Yeah, he's on the way.
He's on the way?
Is he?
Oh, yeah, tell them who.
Should I say?
I don't know. It's up to you, bro.
How many likes you got?
That's a good question. How many likes do we got? Let's
see
here.
That's going to depend on if I tell you or not.
Yeah, because we've been telling you how to like the video the whole goddamn show.
We got 3.4K likes.
Yo, we need 3.5K because there's 3.8K of you guys watching. Get us to 3.5. And or do you want a higher number, Fresh?
We're fine with that.
That's fine. 3.5? All right. Yeah. You guys got 15 seconds or else we're just going to cut the show. So 15 seconds starting now. If you guys get us to 3.5.
All right, we made it. Damn, that was quick.
Okay.
We got coming right now, Life with Corey, Corey Pritchett. The CJ's on the way to the studio. So shout out to Corey.
We're going to reset the studio, guys. We got some lovely ladies on the panel right now. They're here, so we'll get the show going here in a second. Catch you guys in a bit. Peace.
Peace.